is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. On a warm Saturday afternoon in September, one might expect us to head out to the baseball diamond, or maybe head out to the lake for some fun in the sun. But in Nebraska, where football is king, 40-plus seniors will put the pads on one more time.
Block punt! Block punt coming in and picking it up, the scoop and go. Lawrence Nelson forces the punt and then blocks the punt. And the scoop and score.
It's East versus West this afternoon for the 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
Back to pass now. Biltoft is intercepted by Ben Hendricks, and he runs it back inside the five. Touchdown! On the pick six by Ben Hendricks.
In Nebraska, no water is needed for some fun in the sun. Just a pigskin and an 80-yard field. Let's take you to the field now to get you set for this afternoon's game. Platte River Radio Sports Director Mike Will is on the call.
And a very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon as the 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic today as the East gets ready to take on the West here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. We'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Tyson Avronik joins us alongside. The series has been a very competitive one, Tyson, as we take a look at things. The East has the overall series advantage 20-17. We've seen some close games in this one. Last year, it was not close, 38-14. The East picking up a win here. That broke a six-game winning streak by the West, but we expect a very competitive football game here this afternoon.
Well, and we do, and if you look at the past 8 years that this game has been played, it's kind of interesting in the fact that the even-numbered years, they typically are blowouts. They are averaging about 26 points a game for margin of victory, but now we are into 2015, and if you look at 2007, 2009, 2011, and 2013, no team has won this game by more than 10 points, and it's only been an average margin of victory of just under 7 points. So expecting a very close, competitive defensive battle here this afternoon.
Players are going through their final preparations for the football game here this afternoon. Weather-wise, temperature right now is sitting at 84 degrees. The winds are out of the west at about 9 miles per hour. Fortunately enough, we've had some clouds roll into the Hastings area during the past 30 minutes or so. We anticipated a hot and steamy afternoon, and maybe the clouds are going to help us out here today.
Well, and certainly the field temperature, the field turf is going to be an issue here this afternoon, especially if these clouds roll out, because we're going to be getting up to one of maybe the hotter days we've had so far in this central Nebraska sun. So if the clouds move out of the area, expect there to be a lot of substitutions in and out of every play to try to keep the players fresh and to keep the players hydrated. But you're right, could be one hot afternoon here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
These players came into camp in Hastings last Sunday. They practiced all week long at Central Community College, and the difference on this all-star game, all the players stay together out at Central Community College, whereas the Shrine Bowl, they played in Kearney, and they roomed in at Doan College, and they also roomed at Nebraska Wesleyan, so they had two different camps for the Shrine Bowl. That's not the case for the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. I think that's what makes this game special. The friendships and what they can take out of this football game is a lot, because they spent a whole week together.
Well, and you're looking at a situation where, let's just take the example for the East, where you've got Ben Hendricks and Grant Norder. During high school career, they played each other four times. They developed a pretty good high school rivalry as two quarterbacks, and now they've roomed together here for this Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic. I also understand they're going to be roommates during the upcoming sports season at Hastings College, as both of them have signed on to play for Steve Sponsberg's baseball team, the Hastings College Broncos. So you get those rivalries in high school, and then you can come together here for this Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and a lot of friendships get made in these games. I actually had the opportunity, it's interesting you say that, I was at my 10-year reunion last night, and I asked a few of the kids, asked a few of the guys of some of their experiences. There was a couple that played in the Shrine Bowl football game, and I just, you know, I said, what's it like to play in some of these All-Star games? And they said, you wouldn't believe the amount of friendships that you can get together in just 1 week's time with these guys.
All right, so we'll find out what happens here today. The 38th annual event, the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic today. Aaron, Classic hits 98.9 KKPR. Two head coaches for this game. Lance Howitt, he is out of Stewart. He is the head man for the Western All-Stars. And Blair Killeen, he's the head coach of the East. He's out of Hardington, Newcastle. We got to both coaches standing by. We're going to hear from them as our pregame show continues on Classic hits 98.9 KKPR.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, as we get set for the Satoma EMAT All-Star Football Game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, as we spent a couple of minutes with the West head coach, Lance Howitt. And, Coach, you've been in camp now for about a week. Just talk about the week.
The week's gone real well. Real happy with the way the kids came and worked. And we got a lot accomplished in practice. And we got all the stuff, offense and defense, special teams in that we wanted to do. So now it's just a matter of getting the game played and seeing if we did the right thing during the week.
What was the toughest part about putting this team together?
I think probably making the decision of how to, what kids to put on offense, what kids to put on defense. We had a lot of good linemen. We had a lot of good skilled position kids. And some of the kids that might have been more of an offensive player with their team during the fall, we asked them to play defense. And they all willingly did that. So a lot of them were willing to, put their some of the things they might have done personally kind of back burner that for the good of the whole team.
Was that the toughest part for them, maybe adjusting that?
I think, I don't know. I think a lot of the kids, maybe they didn't even get to play. We have some kids that might not even know how to play very much defense during the year. So I think most of them, they were fine with it. Everything, once we did that, we did it real early. And then we were able to get our schemes in for the kids. And I think that'll help them now that they've gotten, had a whole week under their belt to get the schemes down and be ready for to go on Saturday.
A lot of all-stars naturally on this football team and a lot of playmakers on offense. Just talk about what we're going to see offensively today.
We're going to try to spread the field and use our athletic ability and speed. But we do have some packages where we can run inside and maybe pound a little bit if we have to. But when you have the type of athletes that we have, it makes putting in different packages for different kids a lot easier because the kids pick it up so much faster and they're just so gifted athletically. It just seems to flow a lot smoother.
One thing you got to your quarterback that you brought to from Stewart, he'll get some snaps in the ball game today. That had to make things a whole lot easier offensively, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Alex was really good about during the week about helping the kids with the terminology and things that we do. And then also Chase Barthel is from Medicine Valley, and he'll play some quarterback too, and he plays in a very similar offense at Med Valley. So that was kind of the reason we went with those kids at quarterback, so to sort of speed up that install of the offense.
You've got some running backs that created a lot of noise throughout the year. Talk about them.
Our running backs between Ethan Skinner and Jalen Sturdivant, Christian Best, and even Zach Novak from St. Mary's. We feel like we've got a good mix. We've got some power backs. We've got some speed backs. We got some guys that we feel can catch the ball really well, too. So guys that we think that can hopefully move the ball, make some big plays, and get a lot of points on the board.
No restrictions on the defense. What are you expecting that side of the ball?
I imagine that we're probably going to see some blitzes, and we worked with the kids, you know, that's always kind of hard to practice because you don't want to get anybody hurt. But we've, you know, we've gone through that several times with our kids about what to expect. So, and like I said, the kids are sharp. They have really high football IQ. So I think they pick that up pretty quick. And we should be solid, I hope, on that side with the, you know, whatever the East throws at us on defense.
What about the Eastern All-Stars? What's your ambitions with them?
You know, they've got a lot of really good ball carriers, shoot a lot of really – I know they have some really athletic kids playing quarterbacks. I like our defense has been – it's been a nightmare for us to block and practice. So I think they are – I think they're hungry, and I think they really want to get after it. And, you know, we told the kids after practice on Friday that it still comes down to who's going to control the line of scrimmage, and if we feel like we can get push on them and play on their side of the ball, we're probably going to have a pretty good chance to win.
One unique thing about the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic is just the way this whole week unfolds with you guys rooming together. It's a Central Community College. Just talk about that a little bit.
I think it's really a neat experience for not only the kids but the coaches to you meet guys that you maybe knew who they were, but you don't play them. And the whole experience of rooming together, eating together, doing the activities together, I think is probably one of the great things that makes this game the way it is so unique and makes it a really great experience, not just for the kids, but for the coaches too.
All right, Glenn.
All right, thank you.
That is the West head coach, Lance Howitt, out of Stewart. We'll have more on today's pregame show as we continue right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
People you know. Community people. People you know. Community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, just minutes away from the kickoff of the 38th annual Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game today. So we spent a couple of minutes with Blair Killeen. He's the head coach of the Eastern All-Stars out of Hardington, Newcastle. And Coach, just talk about the week. You guys have been in camp for about a week now. Did you get everything in that you needed to for the game?
Yeah, I think we got everything in. We just have to make sure we run things that we feel like we're running the best right now. And it's been a great week of preparation. You can tell today's practices, the kids are getting ready to go, and they're a little bit tired of practice, and I think they're ready to get after the West.
You've had about 10 practices to get ready for a football game. Like we said, everything in and everything ready to go?
Yeah, we've got everything in and ready to go. We started working with special teams right away the first day or two, and because I think that's an important aspect in these games. You know, both teams can go back and forth offensively and defensively, but a lot of times a big play happens with the special teams, so we've worked pretty hard on those.
What has been the toughest part maybe to get ready for this football game?
Well, I think the toughest part is these kids come knowing their systems very well, and you have 5 days to kind of put in a system that can be a little foreign to them, and that can be both offensively and defensively. But I think we're dealing with smart kids out there, so they pick up things pretty fast. But that's a tough aspect.
Let's talk about the offense first. Talk about your quarterbacks and what we're expected to see in the ball game today.
Well, they all are very good quarterbacks, and they all have their strengths. Grant Norder, he runs the ball pretty well. He throws the ball pretty well too. Hendricks is a little bit smaller kid, Ben Hendricks from Giltner. But he's really quick, and Jay Wirtz is from High Plains, and he does a nice job. He really handles himself and stays composed very well.
Ben Henrich's going to be up under center. He hasn't done that in the high school ranks. Do you have any problems adjusting to that?
Yeah, we did early on. But, you know, I figured we may have that problem, but it's smoothed over since the time we started, and he's a smart kid, so and he'll get the technique down. But, yeah, early on we had some problems with that.
What do you want to do offensively in this football game today?
Well, we want to run the ball as much as we can. We've got good running backs back there. We've got very athletic linemen up front. So we want to run the ball, but we also want to run some play action pass, and we'll maybe run a little spread as well.
Defensively, not a whole lot of restrictions on that side of the ball. What are you going to come with there?
Well, we kind of put some guys on our defense that have great speed and good instincts, and we've been very happy with how they look so far. You know, and we're blessed to have kids that have just natural talent and speed.
This week has been special. This is a little bit different than most All-Star games throughout the state. Just talk about this whole week in general.
Oh, it's been a great week. I've got to meet some outstanding young men, kids that will be down in their future lives, will do great things. And I've been very impressed with the unity of our team.
What's an All-Star game like this? What's it usually come down to?
Well, you got to be able to run the ball. And if you can't run the ball, then it really makes things tough. So we're going in with that game plan. Turnovers will be a key. You know, you're dealing with timing issues with 5 days of practice. And I think special teams will play a key as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Blair Colleen, he's the head coach for the Eastern All-Stars. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
It's time to crack some clays on August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. The 23rd Annual Platte River Charity Shoot benefits Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with a disability or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with adult, individual, and team competitions. The top shots in the youth division win scholarship money. Thanks to our sponsors, Hornaday Manufacturing and Five Points Bank. Find out more and sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Doing it right makes such a difference.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. A player is being introduced in front of a pretty good crowd on hand here this afternoon. And temperature is going to be 84 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the west at about 9 miles per hour. So we've heard from both head coaches. It looks like the west, they want to spread the ball around a little bit and throw things around. The east might be a little bit more traditional. They want to run the football, but don't be surprised that they wing it out there a little bit with the quarterbacks that they have on the roster here.
Well, when we're talking about the on the eastern side of things with Ben Henrichs, and Blair brought up an interesting point, Coach Colleen brought up an interesting point, where Ben has played out of the spread for so long that Giltner's had so much success under spread. It'll be interesting to see how he does do under center here, and you got to factor in on the western side of things with quarterback Alex Coons coming along for Coach Lance Howard in the west, being able to adjust those quarterbacks, get those quarterbacks used to the offense, give the quarterback battle a little edge for the western All-Stars here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think anytime you bring along your quarterback from your hometown team and you got the head coach there, right off of the bat, you get a little bit of head start. As we mentioned, only 10 practices to put this thing together. And I think you're right. You get a head start when you bring on your starting quarterback to kind of mold the offense.
Well, and then that's one of the interesting things when you look at these kind of all-star games and you're bringing in a brand-new scheme, both offensively and maybe a little bit defensively as well. And the players, as both coaches mentioned, both of them got really good football IQ, and that's why they're all, you know, that's why they're here in this Sertoma 8-man All-Star game, because they're able to make those adjustments. And as mentioned, 10 days. It's sort of like, I look at this All-Star game as sort of like opening day. We're not quite sure what we're going to get. We don't know who is adjusted to the offense the best. And so it's always interesting to see here once that ball gets kicked off.
A lot of local flavor in the football game. We'll be mentioning that throughout the contest here today. But on the coaching ranks on the West, you've got Scott Porter out of Blue Hill. He's actually he's moved on to Cambridge now. He'll be the head coach at Cambridge, but he's playing with Keith and Drury, who's on the Western roster. So those guys getting together for one final time as Scott Porter will be moving on. For the Eastern All-Stars, you've got Jason Folkers out of Hardington, Newcastle. So Blair Killeen has brought along his offensive coordinator as the assistant coach. So he'll be calling the plays over here for the Eastern All-Stars here today. We'll get you the starting lineups before we get ready to go for the kickoff. We're just a couple of minutes away. For the West offense here today, you're going to have Dakota Thayer at center. He's 5'10", 155 pounds out of Lawrence Nelson. At guard is going to be Zach Edwards. He is 5'11", 255 pounds out of Kennesaw. Zach Zaleski out of Overton, 6', 290 pounds, will be the other guard. At tight end in this West offense will be Braden Davis. He is 6', 195 pounds out of Twin Loop. The split end is going to be Justin Lee. He is 6', 195 pounds out of Sandhills Thetford. At running back, a good one, Ethan Skinner. He's 5'11", 185 pounds out of Hemingford. Zach Novak will be your other starter at running back. He's 5'11", 175 pounds out of St. Mary's. And Alex Koontz will be the starting quarterback for the West. He's 5'10", 180 pounds out of Stewart's. The West on defense here today, they're going to shuttle in a lot of guys, and especially with the heat today, they're going to shuttle in a bunch of guys. So at defensive line is going to be Jael Hinkle, 6'1", 240 pounds out of Chambers Wheeler Central. Also at D-line will be Brent McIntosh, 6', 230 pounds out of Mullen. Seth Nowak is going to be your defensive line, 6', 220 pounds out of Hayes Springs. Jeffrey Harms will be another defensive end we'll see in the ball game today, 6', 210 pounds out of Wallace. Also on the defensive line, we'll see Justin Kershaw. He's 6', 200 pounds out of Hitchcock County. Jacob Martinson also has a rotating defensive lineman in there, 5', 200 pounds out of Amherst. So they're going to shuttle a lot of guys up there, and that's a defensive line here for the Western defense here today. At linebacker, we're going to see Colt Foster. He is 6', 200 pounds out of Hemingford. Austin Schnitzler will be another linebacker we'll see today, 5', 190 pounds out of Kennesaw. Keith and Drury is going to play on defense today for the West. He'll be a linebacker, 5', 185 pounder out of Blue Hill. Skyler Werger, that's a safety, 6', 190 pounds out of Elwood. And then the Trent Geyser, 5', 190 pounds out of Anselmo Myrna. For the East on offense here today, it'll be Chase Wimhoff at center, 6', 220 pounds out of Humphrey St. Francis. Simon Sandberg, he'll be at guard. He's a foreign exchange kid from Sweden. He's 6', 225 pounds out of Friend. Kyle Heidoff will be the other guard. He is 6', 190 pounds out of Elgin Pope John. At tight end is going to be Logan Scheitel, 6', 220 pounds out of Fall City Sacred Hearts. Tanner Fisher at tight end, 6', 180 pounds out of Hardington, Newcastle. At fullback will be J.J. Oltmer, 5'11", 195 pounds out of Humphrey St. Francis. Ben Henricks will be your quarterback, 5'9", 180 pounds out of Giltner. And then Garrett Sonderup will be your tailback in this offense, 5'9", 180 pounds out of Fullerton. Finally, for the Eastern defense here today, you've got Simon Sandberg. He'll be at nose guard, 6', 225 pounds out of Friend. Also, Chase Wimhoff at defensive line, 6', 220 out of Humphrey St. Francis. Bruce Schoenberg will be the defensive end, 6', 220 pounds out of Scribner Snyder. Defensive end will be Gage Horick, 6', 220 pounds out of Fullerton. Jesse Foltis will be at linebacker, 6', 205 pounds out of Howells Dodge. The other linebacker will be Carson Huenfeld. He's 5'10", 185 pounds out of Nebraska Christian. Braden Krundorfer will be your cornerback. He's 5'10", 180 pounds out of Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. And the other defensive back is going to be Jordan Henricks, 5'10", 170 pounds, out of Heartland Community School. So that's your starting lineups, and some other guys we'll see in the ball game here today. Blair Colleen, again, is the head coach of the Eastern All-Stars, and Lance Howitt, the head man for the Western All-Stars.
And when you had the opportunity to talk to Simon Sandberg earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, 6'3", 225 on the line, and we see him starting both offensively and defensively for the East. And you look at 6'3", 225, he's built probably more like a hockey player, what they're probably used to playing down there in Sweden, but had a really good opportunity to use his size for the East. Look for him to play a big factor on the line.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella. He came over here and he just wanted to play football when he signed up as a foreign exchange student. All he wanted to do was come to America and play football. His town in Sweden was 80,000 people, and they put him in Friend. Yeah, they put him on a farm in Friend. So he's been living there for the past year, and normally the kids go right back after the academic season, but in this instance, he got a special waiver to stick around for some time here to play in this Sertoma Eban All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. So we've had the introduction of the players here. I know the sound system is working well here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, as we got the presentation of the colors coming up here in just a second. We'll take a timeout right here. We'll come back. You're listening to the Sertoma Eban All-Star Football Game on 1230 KHS.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
So the singing of the National Anthem here this afternoon, the Chorus of the Plains, they've been around about as long as this football game has.
Now the Chorus of the Plains getting things set here for the Sertoma Eight-Man All-Star Classic, and I think we would talk a lot about keys to the game, Mike. I'm going to point out one here for keys to the broadcast. We go through this, and we've done this for several years now. The green versus gold, the over-unders on how many times we get that messed up today. It's important to note the East is gold, and the West is green. That's one thing we always got to watch out here for the Sertoma Eight-Man All-Star Classic.
This game has been going on since 1978. It's been played here at Hastings College for the past several years, and a great crowd on hand again on the turf here this afternoon. Just going to heat things up for us here today, but I expect a very exciting football game. Really anxious to see Ben Henricks in there at quarterback. Of course, the product out of Giltner. On the other side, we've got some running backs for the West. In fact, we counted up the other day. Out of the top 10 rushers in Class D last year, six of them are playing in this football game, and all six of them are 2,000-yard rushers, or darn near close to 2,000. So we're going to have some great rushing attacks in this football game here this afternoon.
Well, and it's very interesting when you take a look at the starting lineup. I thought maybe going into this football game that we are going to have a really good position battle in the West. And look at Ethan Skinner from Hemingford. He was certainly a great back in all of his career there over there at Hemingford. But then you've got some guys from the area that we've heard a lot here. We had the opportunity to watch Keith and Drury earlier this season during a playoff game where the man rushed for almost 400 yards and four touchdowns against North Central. Then you bring in Austin Schnitzler. So you got Keith and Drury, 1,479 yards, 21 touchdowns. Austin Schnitzler just above him with 1,515 yards and 29 touchdowns. They're going to start the ball on defense, and I was reading in the paper before this game started that Keith said we didn't really care where he was playing, offensively or defensively. He just wanted to help the team win, and so he'll get the nod to start on the defensive side of the football here for the Western All-Stars.
So the teams are now heading toward the center of the field. We're going to have the coin flip here, and we're still a couple of minutes away from the kickoff here this afternoon between the East and the West in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. Again, the proceeds for this going to the Sertoma Speech and Hearing Foundation, and what a wonderful game they put together for this thing. Back in 1978, they got things started, and each and every year is just as good as the previous year.
Well, and when you look at the entire week leading up to this event, it's not just about football. They get opportunities to go do different things out in the community, whether that's pack sack lunches or whether that's go out and look at an RC model air show that I saw. They had plenty of activities that were going up on Facebook. The kids have a lot of fun. They get out involved in the community. They get out and helping the kids as well. And so they learn more than just football here in this entire week that they're in the Hastings community.
It's going to be a 100-yard field during the regular season. The 8-man folks, they're on an 80-yard field. So a little extra length here in the football field here today. Much shorter as far as the width is concerned. So they've taped off the sidelines here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That's the only change we're going to see. No restrictions on defense, no restrictions on offense. We expect to see a wide-open game here this afternoon.
And just typically that you would think would involve some higher scoring. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we've seen some higher scoring ball games, but we've also seen some low scoring ball games. And you think that there's a little bit of pride going into this game, because I was listening to just a few of the comments from some of the Western All-Stars leading up to this football game on ESPN 1550, where they were talking about they want to get that streak back up and started here for the Western All-Stars. They know that how important that six wins in a row was. They know they're down by two games in the series. So there is a little bit of pride that's involved in this game as well in the East versus West.
Well, the West is going to kick off to begin the football game. We'll see the East on offense first. You mentioned the series. It was 20-17. The East has the overall lead. The East winning last year 38-14. Before that, the West had rattled off six wins in a row, including in that streak of six wins is a very exciting game we had back in 2011 when the West was able to beat the East by the score of 7-0.
I remember. I think that was the first broadcast that I got to do with you, and we were so excited because the year before that we had 43-12, and so there was multiple touchdowns being scored. I was getting excited, and we had a defensive struggle, if you will, here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
In 2013, it was a 12-10 win for the West. Hopefully, it's a wide open affair here this afternoon, and that's what it's all about. You come out here and you throw some stuff together, and hopefully it works. And that's what the coaches are going to do. They're going to throw some stuff out there, and hopefully it sticks today.
And then it's really exciting because you look at during the regular season special team situations, whether when you're facing fourth down, you might be more apt to punt or go for it in certain situations. Now you're throwing at them a 100-yard field, so special teams going to play a big factor here, and that's what we heard during the pregame show from Blair Colleen. He says it might come down to a special teams play.
So dropping back deep is going to be Sawyer Keene. He's out of Falls City Sacred Heart. He's a kid that was added to the roster late. They had a couple of injuries. Brandon Jackson was a guy out of Meridian that got injured, and he is not here. So Sawyer Keene came in from Falls City Sacred Heart, and he will drop back deep, and the ball's going to come to the near side instead. And fielding the ball down there is going to be Christopher Konichak as he gets it across the 25 to the 30, run out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. So the East is up and going here. They'll be moving from our right to our left here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. They'll start first down and 10 on their own 31-yard line. Now the East is a team that's going to basically want to run the football here this afternoon. We expect to see Ben Hendricks out of Giltner. He'll be the starting quarterback here for the Eastern All-Stars as we get ready to go. That ranks at 5 foot, 980-pounder out of Giltner. They'll start off with an I formation, two tight ends as they want to run the football here this afternoon. Hendricks has got the ball. He fumbles a snap right off the bat. It's picked up here, and a turnover on the first play from the line of scrimmage. The West recovers the fumble down here at the 25-yard line. There's the case. Ben Hendricks from Giltner in the shotgun set his entire high school career. He's up under center. On the very first snap, he fumbles the football away, and the West has got the ball at the East 25-yard line.
And that's just exactly what we were talking about during the pregame show when you're under center. And, of course, the very first drive, you've got the early jitters going through you and just miscommunication with the center. The ball hits the turf, and now the East the West in perfect field position.
Their quarterback is going to be Alex Kuntz. Now, he's the starting quarterback, and he'll be in the shotgun set. Wide receivers all over the place. Kuntz is going to run the football across the 25-yard line to the 20 inside the red zone down at the 17-yard line. So they're going to run Kuntz a lot. He's a good thrower out of Stewart. He's also a very good runner, and Kuntz is getting the call in the first play there as he moves the ball down to the 18-yard line. That's going to bring up a second down situation here. Second down for the West and about 3 yards to go from the 18-yard line. West moving from our left to our right. A turnover on the very first play from the line of scrimmage for the Eastern All-Stars in the West, knocking on touchdown door early. Second down, here's a pitch play, and it's blown up back here at the 23-yard line. Busting through there, Simon Sandberg out of a Friend, Nebraska. He's that foreign exchange student. He throws the ball carrier down back here at the 23-yard line. It was a pitch play. I think that went to Justin Lee. It was coming around from his tight end position, coming around to get the handoff, but it was blown up there by Simon Sandberg, who was in there in a hurry for the Eastern All-Stars. A loss back here to about to 23. It's going to bring up a third down and 8 situation now. Shotgun set again. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. They're going to hand the ball away, trying to get outside there. There's going to be Jalen Sturtevant. He's the product out of Maxwell. Sturtevant is going to be run out of bounds over there at about the 21-yard line. Sturtevant is going to be coming to Hastings College. There's two Hastings College players in this football game here today. Sturtevant is one of them. The other one is Justin Lee, the big, tall wide receiver out of Sandhills, Thetford. We're going to have a chance to talk with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper coming up at halftime here today. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. Now the West is going to go for it. The West will go for it. The line of scrimmage is the 21-yard line. Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Here's Best coming in motion. They're going to throw the football right in the center of the field. It's tipped and then grabbed for a touchdown. A beautiful catch there by Justin Lee from Sandhills Thetford, the guy we just talked about. That one was bobbling about the 3-yard line. He kept the ball alive, and a beautiful catch. Justin Lee takes it into the end zone for the score.
And a great job of control by Justin Lee. It was tipped in the air. He was already backpedaling. He's able to make the adjustment, corral it in with one hand, and bring it into the end zone for an 18-yard touchdown pass. And as you mentioned, Tony Harper, he's got to be smiling on the sideline somewhere. Just the size advantage for Justin Lee on that passing play puts the West on the board first.
All right, 6-0 is the score. Nice pass to play there, 18 yards from Alex Kuntz to Justin Lee. Now we're going to have an extra point here. A lot of eight-man teams, they normally go for the two-point conversion, but we'll have an extra point attempt here. Christian Dunn is going to center the ball to Best. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be caught for the two-point conversion. So a little razzle-dazzle there. Two-point conversion, Christian Best to Braden Davis. And the West on the scoreboard here. 10:01 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The West 8 and the East nothing.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Mike Will, Tyson Avronik back here at the Sotoma Eban All-Star Football Classic. On Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Here's the run back, Christopher Konacek. out of Clarkson. Lee bringing the ball back there for the East. He brings it out across the 30-yard line to about the 31. Now they're going to bring her back here and set her down at the 30. It was run out of bounds on the far sideline. So a turnover on the very first play for the line of scrimmage for the Eastern All-Stars. It results in a touchdown. Alex Kuntz to Justin Lee, 18 yards. The West out on top by a score of 8-0 in this football game. And it's going to be Ben Hendricks back out there for the Eastern All-Stars. He's up under center. Now the West jumping up front. Hard count there by Hendricks that time. And about three guys. In fact, that's the entire defensive line with eight-man football. The entire line jumps there. First penalty of the ball game, a five-yarder offsides against the West.
And that's from Ben Hendricks to be able to do that long count to sort of get himself settled in. You know that the West is going to be hungry after being able to take the ball away on the very first play on the last drive. Makes a little hard count there, gets yourself five extra yards, and then you can keep rolling here.
You've got J.J. Oltmer in the backfield. He's out of Humphrey St. Francis. He's lined up as a tailback right now, though, as they got just one back in the backfield. There's a pitch play, and it's going to be hit, and down he goes. That's Garrett Sonderup out of Fordson, Nebraska, trying to get outside. And he is stacked up on the play. That's Geyser in on the stop there for the Western All-Stars. A loss of a couple of yards in the play as they move it back to the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down situation. A second down at about 7 yards to go. Somebody better tell the guy who's got the ball stick over there. You got to move her back a couple of yards. He's still sitting at the 35-yard line. Here's an inside handoff, and he's going to be stacked up right away. Carrying the football there is going to be, let's see, that's J.J. Oltmer, the fullback. He gets it to the 33-yard line. So Oltmer is stacked up, little Vinny gain there. Third down and still about 7 yards to go. Now they got the ball marker position in the right spot. Got the Hastings College, let's see, some Hastings College players are running the chain gang here today.
They're not used to being on that side of the field. They're used to being on the other side of the field.
They're down here at about 7 yards to go from the 33-yard line. The Eastern All-Stars, their second offensive series here this afternoon. Moving from our right to our left, south to north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hendricks wants to throw. Now he wants to hand it off. Across the 35 to the 36-yard line, Sauter up again, carrying the football there for the Eastern All-Stars. Tackle is made in there by Trent Geyser again. Geyser, the defensive secondary man. He's out of Anselma, Myrna, 5 foot 980 pounds. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down at about 5 yards to go. And the East going to punt the football away. Doing the punting is going to be Jesse Faldus. He is out of Howell's Dodge. He will drop back to his own 22-yard line to do the punting. Good snap from center. Here's the kick by Faulis. A good high kick. It's going to angle to the near side. It's going to bounce at the 33-yard line, and it goes out of bounds. So the Western All-Stars back out here after they cashed in after the turnover in the very first play of the game. They're on the board. 8-0 is the score. Now we get to see this West offense again with Alex Kuntz, the quarterback out of Stewart, coming back out here for the Western All-Stars.
And for the East, so far off to a big struggle offensively in an eight-man game. We expect to open things up. They have 0 yards gained minus the five penalty yards that they gained on the snap there. But the lost fumble on the first possession, then you end up going four plays and out on your second possession. Better find some offense here in the early going.
Yeah, if you can't run the football at eight-man football, you're in deep trouble. And the East having a tough time getting things started here this afternoon. Here's the Western All-Stars now. They try to sweep outside, and they're going to be dropped down right at the line of scrimmage. Running the football is Trent Geyser, or Ethan Skinner. Ethan Skinner, number 26, now into the backfield. We're going to see, as you might expect in an All-Star game, we're going to see all kinds of players in and out of the lineup on just about every play here. They're going to shuffle some folks in there, so we'll try to catch the new players in the football game. It's second down and 10 yards to go. Here for the Western All-Stars, they're moving from our left to our right. Football is down here at about the 31-yard line. Long count. Here's the running play. Now they're going to throw it across the 34 to the 35-yard line. Pass completion over there on the far side of the field. And grabbing the football over there for the Western All-Stars was Justin Lee again. Lee's a good target, 6 foot five. He's the guy who caught that touchdown pass. But, boy, what a nice target at 6 foot five.
Yeah, 6 foot five, and Harper's going to be able to do a lot of things with him in the Bronco rotation here. Big target in the end zone, and he's a big target there. You just saw him streaking kind of across the middle, wide open target for Kuntz to complete his second pass. Two completed passes, both to Lee here in the early going.
All right, they're going to spread the field again. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. So now he'll be afraid to throw the football around here this afternoon. Here's Coots again. He wants to throw. He's being pressured, and he just throws the football away. Busting through there was a Bruce Schollenberg. He's big boy, too. It's 6'5", 220-pounder out of Scribner-Snyder, putting the pressure on, and Coots just drops the football out of bounds here. An incomplete pass is going to bring up a third down and seven situation. It should be fourth down. Fourth down and 7 yards to go.
Now, the ball guy's in the right spot, but he doesn't got the right number up there.
Oh, boy. Coach Harper, he needs to maybe inform the boys how this game is played.
Is there a class for that?
Now we're going to have a penalty. Mm. We're going to have a penalty marched off here. That might have been intentional grounding by Kuntz. The penalty was on the near side, and that's going to be the case. Intentional grounding on Kuntz trying to drop that football away. He was being pressured by Schollenberg. So that's going to be an intentional grounding call here. That's going to move the football back here to the 23-yard line. So bring up a fourth down situation because it's a loss of down as well. So now the West will have to punt the football away.
Yeah, that's always one of those things, especially on a fourth down play or a third down play where you lose the down and lose the yardage. Just not a very smart decision there by Kuntz.
Joseph Colfack is your punter. A low snap, and the pressure was on. Colfack was knocked down. Good kick, though, across the 45. It takes a bounce to the north. That's a for your eastern benefit here. Now we got a penalty flag. That might have been roughing the kicker.
I was just going to say, they might get those yards back. It depends on whether or not he got a hand on the football.
Didn't look like it was because that was a very good kick there by Joseph Colfack, but he was in the knockdown back here. So we're going to have a roughing the kicker call coming up here. We're in the first quarter of play. You're listening to the Satoma A-Man All-Star Football Classic here today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 6:04 to play here in the first quarter. It's a 8-0 ball game. Here comes the officials making the call here. It's going to be a personal foul roughing the kicker. That should be a first down, and the West will get control of the football. So, boy, the East has made two mistakes already. They got that fumbled snap on the very first play, and now they rough the kicker here, and it gives the West another chance here as they will march off a 15-yard penalty as they bring the ball out to the 38-yard line. It's going to bring up a first down and 10 down for the West.
Just right after Alex Coons makes an ill-advised pass and ends up going with the getting the loss of downs, there's the getting the yards back and getting a fresh set of downs here after the roughing the kicker call.
All right, so Coons will come back out. Wide receivers will go to the left and to the right. This is Chase Barthel in there now. Chase Barthel is in there at quarterback. He's the one out of Medicine Valley. So they expected to rotate quarterbacks, and that's going to be the case here as Barthel is going to get a crack at things now for the Western All-Stars. They come over here to Christian Best. He makes the reception on the ball, but a nice play there by Eastern All-Stars. They bring him down for a loss of a couple of yards on the play back to the 36-yard line. Second down and 12 yards to go. So now Chase Barthel, 5'9", 155 pounds out of Medicine Valley. He's running this West offense now. Two wide receivers split out to the left side, one wide receiver to the right. Man comes in motion. They are going to give the ball away to him. That's a Jalen Sturtevant. He's going to be hit down. He goes at about the 36-yard line. Coming up with a football was Chase Wemhoff. I think they say he was down. Chase Wemhoff got the tackle there. He's big at 6'3", 220-pounder out of Humphrey St. Francis. He actually came out of there with a football, but Jalen Sturtevant was down. He's thrown down for a loss. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and about 12 yards to go as the football is down here at about the 38-yard line. Clock is running, 4:43 to play here in the first quarter. 8-0 is the score of the West down on top of the East in this Satoma A-Man All-Star football game. Splitting out wide to the left side is Justin Lee. In fact, two wide receivers to the left side, two wide receivers coming to the right side. Here comes another pass. It's going to be Barthel. He breaks away, 35, and down he goes at the 37-yard line. Scrambling and then caught and thrown down to the turf. Making the stop there, Jesse Faldis, 205 pounds out of Howells Dodge.
Well, I've been really impressed, Mike, on both sides of the football and the defensive. On the defensive side, the amount of pressure that they've been able to put on the quarterbacks and put on the ball carriers, there's not we're expanded this field to 100 yards, but certainly the two teams have not been able to utilize a lot of that. Good defensive pressure up front early on from both squads.
All right, here comes another punt coming up from Joseph Colfack. He was rough the last time he was out there. Colfack, good snap this time. Here comes the pressure. Colfack gets away, not as good as that last one. It bounces at the 28-yard line across the 25 to the 20. Takes a nice roll. That's going to be blown down here at the 16-yard line. Blown down at the 16. One of the Western All-Stars comes and gives it a little boot, gives it a little help.
Tries to just kick it an extra couple yards. Referee's not buying it. He puts it at the 16-yard line. But the ball hit about the 30-yard line, Mike. It got 15 yards of a roll. So you mentioned not a very good kick, but it took a nice backspin there for the Western All-Stars.
I've never seen anybody go up there and just kind of kick the ball along. That's the officials right there. Obviously, they blow that one dead. 3:37 to play now here in the first quarter. The Eastern All-Stars trying to get something going here offensively. Is that going to stand in the gun? Here's Grant Norder into the ball game now as a quarterback. He finds a little seam, brings it across the 20, out to the 23-yard line. So give him a pickup of about 6 yards, maybe seven there by Grant Norder. He's out of Bruning Davenport Schickley. He's 6 foot, 190 pounds, and becoming to Hastings College to play baseball next year for head coach Steve Sponberg. He's going to be a center fielder, evidently, for the Broncos.
Got a lot of speed, not only, from the quarterback side of things. He's not only a good thrower with 1,705 yards, but he also ran for 1,141 yards in his senior season.
All right, Norder is up under center. He's got the backs in an offset eye. They're going to fake the ball. Now they're going to hand it off to the tailback, and it's going to be stacked up there. Stacked up, a nice defensive play. And now we've got an injured player down there. That's something you don't like to see in an All-Star game. I think that was the ball carrier is flat on his back down there trying to get a number on it, but we got an injury timeout here with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play, 2:51 to play in the first quarter in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. We'll take a break with a score. The West out on top of the East. That's the West 8 and the East nothing.
When it comes to chicken, there's nothing better than the original chicken sandwich at Burger King. And after making mouths water for over 30 years, we're sweetening the deal. Introducing our new teriyaki original chicken sandwich. Smothered in a rich, sweet, and savory sauce, it's a new twist on a Burger King favorite. And right now, it's part of our 2 for $5 deal, along with the original chicken sandwich, Big King sandwich, and Big Fish sandwich. So you can mix and match two large premium sandwiches for just $5. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price of participation vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Injured player was the ball carrier, J.J. Oltmer. He's from Humphrey St. Francis. They're going to help him off of the field. So, obviously, he's off of his own power, which is good news. Never want to suffer an injury anytime, especially during an All-Star game.
Right. I mean, these kids are coming out just to put on the pounds one last time to have a little bit of fun. And certainly those injuries, it's always kind of in the back of your mind. And speaking of injuries, you look back, and we'll get to this point after this play here, but there's been a couple players that have been injured that weren't able to participate in this game, getting injured earlier this summer.
Third down and 7 yards to go. Norder again is your quarterback. He's under pressure. He's hitting down. He goes. Rolled up back here at the 11-yard line and busting through there was a Colt Foster. It's like he was shot out of a cannon. Colt Foster, 6 foot two, 200 pounds out of Hemingford, comes through there and throws Norder for a huge loss all the way back here at the 13-yard line. It's fourth down.
Norder's rolling out there, and it didn't have anywhere to go and gets sacked on the play. The injury I was referring to was actually a player that was selected, one of the best running backs in the state, for my mind, Kyle Jensen out of Exeter Milligan. He actually participated in the Shrine Bowl football game when he had an injury to his thumb and was not able to participate in this football game here this afternoon.
Baldus is going to be your punter. He's backed up to his own 2-yard line. Dropping back deep will be Geyser for the Western All-Stars. Good high kick. Geyser grabs the ball back here at the 46-yard line. He's across the 50, down the sideline, 45 to the 40, and run out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. So the West with great field position. This is their third offensive series of the football game. If you're just joining us, Ben Hendricks, the quarterback from Giltner, fumbles the very first snap, the very first offensive play here this afternoon. The East turns it over. The West, they go about to 4 plays, and they get into the end zone. Alex Kuntz throwing an 18-yard touchdown pass to Justin Lee. They got the 2-point conversion. That's the way we stand right now. The West out on top of the East by the score of 8-0. The Western All-Stars will have the football, down here at the 37-yard line of the East.
And once again, it looks like coming in to take some snaps. His quarterback, it looks like that's Chase Bartle.
Yep, Bartle coming back in there from Medicine Valley. They'll send wide receivers to the right and to the left. Man comes in motion, and they give the ball away to him. That's going to be Ethan Skinner. Gets outside, and he's run out of bounds. Runs out of real estate over there. Maybe got a yard, maybe two, as they get the ball down to about the 35-yard line, where he's run into the eastern bench on the far sideline. They're going to give him only the 35-and-a-half, so just to pick up about a half a yard as they try to use the speed from Ethan Skinner to get outside.
And I'm interested to see how that particular play is going to be utilized. That's maybe the second time I think we've seen that particular formation from the West, where they give the ball off to the man in motion. That time I thought if Barthel would have kept the ball on the read option jet sweep type of play, Barthel would have been able to just cut the corner. It looked like he had some running room, so we're going to see exactly what happens here, and maybe they're going to use that play a little bit later on. Defense has got to be aware they can't get sucked in on a play like that.
All right, we got a timeout now with a minute and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the West 8 and the East nothing.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, we got a brand new down marker coming out now. Maybe they took care of things over there when Ethan Skinner went sliding into the sideline. So a brand new down marker, second down and 8 yards to go. And here's a Barthel, he's under pressure again. He gets across the 35, fumbles the football, but it's going to be blown dead here. Barthel running for his life there. He got to about the 33-yard line. And again, giving chase was Bruce Schollenberg, the big defensive end out of Scribner-Snyder, and also Simon Sandberg, as a Barthel is brought down at about the 32-yard line. He did finally make something out of nothing there. He got a couple of yards, and now the Western All-Stars will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 6 yards to go at the 32-yard line of the East. As a play, he's going to be shuttled in here on the near side. Ethan Skinner going to bring in the play and deliver it to his quarterback, Chase Barthel. Again, the head coach of the Western All-Stars is Lance Howitz. He's out of Stewart, Nebraska. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Braden Davis, he's out of Twin Loop. Also a wide receiver coming to the right side. Here's Barthel. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. That play was blown up from the word go. Simon Sandberg again in the stop. That's the foreign exchange kid out of Sweden, out of Friend, Nebraska. He blows up that play and a huge loss all the way back to the 37-yard line. So the West going nowhere on this possession. It's fourth down and 10.
And that's the second time we've called his name out of that nose guard position. Just is really good from what I can tell, even though, you know, being from Sweden, being a foreign exchange student, has got great defensive awareness. He's got great instincts, and he's timed the snap count three times, actually, really well. One time on a special teams play where he was just maybe a half a second late and got that roughing the kicker call. But just great defensive instincts from this young man from Sweden.
He's the first foreign exchange student to play in this football game. They're going to go for it on fourth down and 10. Barthel wants to throw. Pass down the right sideline is going to be tipped away. Trying to bring it down here to Justin Lee again. That was a nice defensive play by Braden Kronendorfer out of Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. Had great position on Justin Lee, who's that big, tall wide receiver. He had the size, but I'll tell you what, that was a great defensive play by Kronendorfer from Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family.
Yeah, and if Barthel maybe puts just a little bit more air under it, but as you mentioned, the defensive play, the positioning was what made that defensive play so good, and he did it without pass interfering. Got his hands turned and got to the football, and now the East will have a fresh set of downs.
All right, first down and 10 yards to go. See what the East can do. They've done absolutely nothing in offense so far here in this football game. Wide receivers will go left and right. A man comes in motion. That's a Keen. And now they're going to run the football across the 40 out to about the 41-yard line. Running it there was a Jabe Wirtz. So we're seeing the third quarterback in there now for the East. We've seen Ben Hendricks. He got to start. Grant Norder ran a couple of series, and now Jabe Wirtz is in there, the quarterback out of High Plains, and that's going to be the end of quarter number one. Yeah, first quarter in the books here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score of the West 8 and the East nothing. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervronic back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Second down, 7 yards to go. The East has got the football, and there's another loss. Garrett Sonderup is thrown for a loss trying to get outside. As far as the keeping statistics in this ball game so far, I think if Tyson takes off his shoes and socks and uses his fingers, that's about all you're going to need in this one today.
It's been pretty tough. So far, the East has one total yard. J.J. Ultmer is your leading statistical person in that category, rushing the ball for two attempts for 1 yard rushing. On the western side of things, they're a little bit better, where they've got 28 total yards, 23 of which came off two receptions from Justin Lee.
Third down and 9 yards to go. The East with a football. They want to throw it across the middle. It's going to be caught there at the 45 to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Catching the ball was Logan Seidel from Falls City Sacred Hearts. Nice pass. Jabe Wirtz goes to Logan Seidel. Falls City Sacred Heart. He brings the ball into the Western Territory. First down and 10 at the 35-yard line. That's more like it.
That, I think, is the East first down of the contest.
Yeah, they haven't had any luck whatsoever offensively, but that was a nice pass from Wirtz to the wide receiver from Falls City Sacred Hearts, Logan Seidel. And it's a first down and 10 now at the 35-yard line. Wide receivers will go left and right now. A man comes in motion. They're going to give the ball away to this man in motion across the 35 to the 30, still on his feet, out of the 25, down to the 23-yard line. That was a Sawyer Keene carrying the ball. He's out of Falls City Sacred Heart as he moves the pig down here to the 23-yard line. Back-to-back first downs now for the Eastern All-Stars. And it's going to be a first down and 10 now at the 23.
And you mentioned just trying to keep track of all the players that are shuffling in and out of this ball game. Falls City Sacred Heart coming up big here for the Eastern All-Stars. Two first downs on two consecutive plays, one rushing, one passing.
Wide receiver splits out to the left side. That's going to be Tanner Fisher. He's out of Hardington, Newcastle. Wide receiver splits to the right side as well. That's Christoph Konachek out of Clarkson Lee. Then goes in the slot each way. So a spread set here as they fake the ball. And now they want to throw it, and they're under pressure, and down they go at the 25-yard line. That's Jabe Wirtz. Wanted to throw the football. They had some receivers down there, but good defense by the Western All-Stars. Wirtz is thrown down here, a loss of about a yard in the play. Second down at 11 yards to go. Talked about the heat, the sunshine. Just smell the suntan lotion today. You can smell it up here. An overdose somebody in front of us with the suntan lotion. Wow.
Feels like we're maybe sitting poolside somewhere.
Second down and 12 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 25-yard line. The West moving from our left to our right here in quarter number two. The West out on top by a score of 8-0. The East has got the football down here at the Western 25-yard line. There's a running play. That's going to be Sonder up again, and he can't get outside. He's tripped up and down he goes. Tackle is made up there by Joseph Colfax out of Bertrand. He comes up to make the stop. Back here at the 25-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and 12, so no gain on the last play. Clock is running. We're in the second quarter of play. It's 9:22. Clock is running here as they continue to shuttle some players in. We'll see what the Eastern All-Stars can do here, down here at the West 25-yard line. Again, they did not have a very good success in quarter number one, but they've opened things up a little bit here in quarter number two.
This feels like a possession where if you're the Eastern All-Stars, you really want to cash in, after, especially after getting some big momentum after a big long pass play followed up by a big run. And there's the Western All-Stars jumping offside.
Yeah, Wirtz was under center that time. He's been in the gun most of the time, but Wirtz under center that time. And now the Eastern All-Stars jumping offside, so that'll be a penalty on them. They'll move the ball down to the 20-yard line, where it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 7 yards to go now. So third and seven from the 20. Ball is on the far side hash mark here at Lloyd Wilson Field. Clock is running at the 8:53 mark now in the second quarter. West down on top, 8-0, but the East trying to get something going here, trying to get on the scoreboard. Again, Wirtz will be under center. Offset eye. Here's a pitch play. They're going to hand it to Garrett Sauter up as he just moves the pile down here to the 15-yard line. Give him a pickup of 5 on the play, but they needed 7. So now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and 2. Garrett Sauter up out of Fullerton carrying the football there. 5'9", 180-pounder. Sauter up got it close to the first down stakes, but going to be still about 2 yards shy. And the East will go for it here on fourth down and 2. The football sitting right at the 15-yard line.
And you wonder if they're just going to try to get through the line there. Now, of course, the East down with one of their bigger backs, J.J. Altmer. Of course, he went down earlier in this football game. They haven't seen him back in yet. Now the East is going to take a timeout, and they're going to talk about a little strategy here.
All right, so it's fourth down and 2. Football is down here at the 15-yard line. When we come back, we've got a timeout, 7:58 to play in the second quarter. The West down on top of the East. It's the West 8, the East nothing on the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. And Classic gets 98.9 KKPR.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
It's time to crack some clays on August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. The 23rd Annual Platte River Charity Shoot benefits Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with a disability or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with adult, individual, and team competitions. The top shots in the youth division win scholarship money. Thanks to our sponsors, Hornaday Manufacturing and Five Points Bank. Find out more and sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Doing it right makes such a difference.
Mike Will, Tyson Ronick back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. The crack of the pads, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that exact same thing. Excited to get back into a football season. As much as I love baseball, and I do love my baseball, there's nothing quite like football on a Saturday afternoon.
Fourth down and 2. They're going to fake the pitch. They want to throw it across the middle. It's caught down here, then dropped at the 5-yard line. Caught and then dropped at the 5-yard line. And the guy who... That's Gage Horick out of Fullerton, who dropped the football down there at the 5-yard line. Obviously, that was a little trick play because I don't think Gage Horick is used to catching the football. He's a big boy. 6'4", 220-pounder. They got him listed as an end, but I don't know where he came from. He had it down there at the 5-yard line and then dropped it. So that was on a fourth down attempt, too. Now, fourth down and 2.
Yeah, the West is going to take things over here. I'll get to more on Horick here in just a little bit after this play.
All right, so the West has got it. So the East with a chance to get on the scoreboard, and they squandered that one away as they dropped the football down here at the 5-yard line. There's a Alex Kuntz back in there, that quarterback for the West, and he is buried back here inside the 10-yard line. So now neither team, Tyson, getting anything going offensively here in this one. The West had one little spurt there as they scored in the first quarter, but that's the only score we've had in the ball game. It's 8-0.
Yeah. And the East, with that last 8-play drive before that was turned over on downs, was the longest drive in the ball game at only 8 plays. But yeah, getting back to Horick, he was used for Fullerton as a taller receiver that could go deep and maybe be a deep ball threat. And on the defensive end, I mean, that's where he was most successful, and I think that's where we're really going to see him, but he does give him that option to throw a deep ball.
He dropped one there that would have been good enough for a first down at the five-yard line. So this is the West now with the football, and here's a Coots again, and he's hit, and down he goes. Tell you what, the East all of a sudden, Pinner is back on defense. Coots having no time whatsoever in these last two plays. Busting through there that time was Chase Wemhoff. He's been all over the place for the Eastern defense. Wemhoff, 6'3", 220 pounds out of Humphrey St. Francis. Ball pushed all the way back to the five-yard line. So back-to-back losses on back-to-back plays here. And it's now going to bring up a third down and 20 situation from their own five-yard line.
And you think when we're seeing offenses struggle, field position, Mike, is going to be a very key point in this football game. And right now, the East doing a very good job to make sure that they can get some good field position by forcing West into a bad situation.
Alex Kuntz now going to be back in his own end zone. He wants to throw the football. He does, and the ball is going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Ethan Skinner. And again, Kuntz was under pressure. He was buried in the end zone there. Busting through there that time was a Cody Beckman. Beckman is 5'11", 185 pounds out of Bloomfield, putting the hurt on the quarterback there, Alex Kuntz of the Western All-Stars. And now it's fourth down and 20 yards to go for the Western All-Stars. The Studebaker in reverse there on that particular possession.
And if you're on the eastern side here, you are licking your chops. You have an opportunity to put some pressure on the punt, maybe get a block, maybe get some momentum here for the Eastern All-Stars.
So they're going to kick the football away on fourth down and 20 at 6:16 left here in the second quarter. There's the kick, and they've only got a piece of that one as it goes to the 30-yard line, and that's all. That was a 25-yard kick and not very high at all as it goes scampering out of bounds at the 30. So now very good field position here for the Eastern All-Stars as they try to tie this thing up. It's 8-0. We're in the second quarter with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play.
Well, really, Mike, when you look at the from the Western All-Stars standpoint, an 18-yard touchdown pass, that's been the longest play for the Western All-Stars here. The Eastern All-Stars had a 25-yard pass, but it didn't result for scoring. So there hadn't been that big play. There hasn't been a breakout play that's really swung momentum for either team.
Both defenses have really taken over in this football game so far. So now we'll see what the East do. They've got great field position down here at the 30-yard line of the Western All-Stars, moving north to south, left to right here at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a pass play. Throwing it is going to be Hendricks, and it's going to be incomplete. Ben Hendricks was pressured there by Austin Schnitzler from Kennesaw. Those guys have gotten together before. Hendricks buried back there by Austin Schnitzler of Kennesaw. Hendricks kind of throws it off of his back foot there and just threw it down in the center of the field. It was incomplete. And bring up a second down and 10 situation now for the East. So Hendricks back in there at quarterback for the Eastern All-Stars. They go with a three-man rotation there at quarterback here this afternoon. Hendricks fumbled away the very first snap that the East had from the line of scrimmage, the very first play we had today, resulted in that touchdown for the Western All-Stars, and that's the only touchdown we've had on the board so far. 8-0 is the score. Hendricks sends a man in motion. That's going to be Sonder up to give the ball away, and he's going to be drugged down back here at the 35-yard line. Another great defensive play there by the Western All-Stars, and busting through there and making the stop is going to be Cole Foster is the guy who got through there again. Foster made a couple of nice stops here defensively for the Western All-Stars. And now it's third down and about 15 yards to go. Third down and 15. The ball is pushed back here to the 35-yard line. Hendricks now in the gun. This is what he's more accustomed to. And the man comes in motion. They fake the ball to him. Hendricks wants to run it. Spins away across the 35, 34, 33, and he's brought down there. Keith and Drury again into the stop. Drury is out of Blue Hill, brings down the Giltner Hornets. Ben Hendricks as he brings the ball down to the 33-yard line. And that's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 13 yards to go.
I'm a little confused at the call. You're in the shotgun formation. It's third and 15, and a quarterback draw was the result. Maybe trying to catch the defense napping or the defense off guard. But nonetheless, you're in a situation where it's too long of a opportunity for any sort of field goal attempt, even for some of the better kickers in the state.
Yeah, you're going to go for it here, but they just let the clock wind down, the play clock wind down, and now they're going to take a timeout to talk things over here. So another timeout, 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break. It's the West 8 and the East nothing.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
When it comes to chicken, there's nothing better than the original chicken sandwich at Burger King. And after making mouths water for over 30 years, we're sweetening the deal. Introducing our new teriyaki original chicken sandwich. Smothered in a rich, sweet, and savory sauce, it's a new twist on a Burger King favorite. And right now, it's part of our 2-for-$5 deal, along with the original chicken sandwich, Big King sandwich, and Big Fish sandwich. So you can mix and match two large premium sandwiches for just $5. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyson Avronic back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. 8-0 is the score of the West out on top of the East. Now we got another big situation here for the Eastern All-Stars as they try to get on the scoreboard yet here in this half. So it's 4th down and long, 4th and 13. Line of scrimmage, the 33. Wide receivers go left and right. Ben Hendricks still in there at quarterback for the East. He'll be in the gun as he waits on the snap here. Ben Hendricks calling the signals. Long count. Now a man comes in motion. Hendricks wants to throw. Moves to his left. He's still got it. Now he airs it out in the center of the field. That's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver down there was Christopher Konacek from Clarkson Lee. But really, Ben Hendricks just threw that baby up. A couple of guys back there for the Western All-Stars. They had that play covered right in the center of the field. So it's going to be a turnover on downs here. That's going to be a first and 10 now as they go the other direction. The West down on top here in this Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. 8-0 is the score.
And we're going to see more plays like that as we roll along here when we're getting to fourth down situations. It is an All-Star game. Air it out. Let the kids have a little fun. It's one of those situations also. He throws it up for grabs. If it gets intercepted, the defense actually made a great play on that by just knocking the football down. If he would have intercepted it, they would have been in far worse field position, and they make the smart move by just knocking the football down.
All right, Alex Kuntz is going to come back out now for the West, and he'll direct this series. West has got the football back, first down and 10. They're on their own 33-yard line. Still plenty of time here in the second quarter, 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Justin Lee is your big, tall wide receiver, split out wide to the right side now. For the West, here's Kuntz. He picks the ball up off of the turf. He's going to run it across the 35, brings it to the near sideline to about the 40 where he is drunk down there. That snap, Kuntz had to pick off of the turf. Just ran it to the left side and picks up about 6 yards in the play. Second down at about 4 yards to go. The football is right at the 39-yard line. The West moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two. It's south and north here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lee, your wide receiver to the left side. Coming to the near side of the field is going to be Braden Davis. He's a wide receiver out of Twin Loop as they hand the ball away. That's Ethan Skinner. Spins away from one man, and he gets it back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Skinner was hit in the backfield there but spun away and got it back to about the 39-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Neither team able to really run the football effectively here in this contest so far. Both defenses have kind of taken over. And thus, we've got an 8-0 ball game with the West out on top of the East here this afternoon. It's going to bring up a third down and 5 situation.
West with just 2 yards total rushing. The East with 12.
Wow. You can't run the football in Class D football. You're in deep trouble. Wide receivers all over the place. There's a nice comeback pass there as they get it to Justin Lee. And Lee has got the first down and more as he brings it to about the 45, 46-yard line. So Justin Lee, he's had a good ball game here today for the West. He's already caught one touchdown pass on an acrobatic catch at about the 3-yard line. And he took in the end zone. And Justin Lee will be in the crimson and cream next year. Crimson and white, whatever we are nowadays, for Hastings College, you'll be playing on this field.
3 receptions, 30 yards, 1 total touchdown for an all-star game. That's not too bad at all.
All right, Lee, again, is your wide receiver to the right side. I think a man's going to go into the slot to the right side as well. That's Ethan Skinner. He's going to come back now, and he's going to get the handoff, and he's going to be hit and ridden down back here at the 42-yard line over here on defense. Making the stop there was Nathan Hogan. Nathan Hogan, 170-pounder, a 6'1" player out of Emerson Hubbard. So Ethan Skinner, he was the guy that was in the slot to the right side. He comes back and gets the handoff, but he runs right into Nathan Hogan, and Hogan brings him down. Second down and 14 yards to go. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, the West out on top by a score of 8-0.
Wide receivers to the right side now. Wide receivers come to the left as well. Going in motion. That's a Novak. They fake the ball to him. Running it across the 40 out to the 42-yard line was Kuntz. And Kuntz is going to be far short of a first down. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down is still about 13 yards to go.
One of the things, Mike, I'll be interested to see if the West doesn't start doing is utilizing some more of these backs that they have. I mean, they can play both ways here in this All-Star game, I believe. And you've got Austin Schnitzler, Keith and Drury still in the backfield. Haven't heard their numbers, either one of their numbers called at all.
They've been basically playing defense so far here in this football game today. Ethan Skinner has been trying to do most of the running for the Western All-Stars. And now we're going to have a timeout called. We're going to have a timeout called here with a minute and 43 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score of the West 8 and the East nothing.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
All right, back here at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic in Hastings here this afternoon. Third down and 14 yards to go. Kuntz wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Kuntz dances his way out of there, throws it downfield. It's going to be caught across the 40 down to the 35, 33-yard line. So Kuntz running for his life. He got the ball downfield there to Jalen Sturtevant. Sturtevant out of Maxwell and another future Hastings College Broncos. So, hey, we're getting a say in this thing here this afternoon. That was a nice play after Kuntz got away from the pressure, just kind of threw it up down the near sideline. Sturtevant runs under it and gets the reception and he first down. And now they're thinking score here at the end of the second quarter. They got the football down here at the 34-yard line.
Another nice pass play by Kuntz as they are starting to air it out here a little bit in the second quarter. That's the second completion here on this drive, 30 total yards through the air.
Kuntz again picks that snap up off of the ground. Now he runs to the far side, gets away from one would-be tackler, and then throws it back to the center of the field. That's going to be incomplete. Off of the fingertips of Braden Davis. He's out of Twin Loop. Kuntz, that play started off bad, and it just ended up bad. Kuntz got to the sideline. He was hit hard on the far sideline, right in front of the bench over there for the Eastern All-Stars. Threw it back into the center of the field, which is always dangerous. That's off of the fingertips of Braden Davis, and it falls incomplete.
This is maybe the second time on this drive that I've seen something from the shotgun. The ball's just not getting to Kuntz. I'm not sure if the center is unfamiliar or not used to the long snap. Maybe he's had a quarterback that's played under center, but there seems to be some problems with the exchange here.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 34-yard line. The West has got the football down here, and they're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be a Sturtevant again trying to get outside, and he's going to be hit. Down he goes. He got to the 35, and that's all she wrote. And the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars with Ethan Evan Sissel. Sissel's out of East Butler, 6 foot 285-pounder from East Butler. Now we're going to have another timeout here with a minute and 1 second to play. 3 minutes and, third down and 10 yards to go will be our situation. We come back with a 1-0-1 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. The West 8 and the East nothing.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
As we come back, Kuntz throws a long bomb down the near sideline. It is grabbed here by Ethan Skinner into the end zone for the score. So just like that, they call the timeout. They were in the shotgun set. Alex Kuntz, he just throws it up down the left sideline. Skinner got behind his man. An easy touchdown there of 35 yards. And the West on the scoreboard is now a 14-0 ball game.
Two long passing touchdowns for Kuntz. First the 18-yard touchdown pass and then the 35-yard throw. Great play call. Obviously discussed during the timeout, but Ethan Skinner was wide open and catches the ball, just walks into the end zone for the score.
And now we're going to have the extra point coming up. So he's got a touchdown in the first quarter. We've got a touchdown now here in the second quarter with 55 seconds remaining. And here comes the point after. Christian Best is trying to kick her home here. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. It is through the pipes. It is good. 55 seconds to play. Here in quarter number two, we'll take a break. The score, the West has got the lead. It's the West 15 and the East nothing.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
So an 11-play, 67-yard drive there for the Western All-Stars in just over 2.5 minutes. And the West has got the lead here over the East now by a score of 15-0. This is a Jael Hinkle. He's going to kick off. It's going to be a short one grabbed here at about the 25-yard line across the 30, scampering his way across the 35 to the 36. Jordan Heinrichs out of Heartland Community bringing the ball back there for the Eastern All-Stars.
7-yard line.
So we're going to have a first down and 10 now for the East. They're trailing in the ball game now by a score of 15-0. 47 seconds left here in the first half.
Mike, if you're the Eastern All-Stars, do you take three, maybe four shots here to try to get on the scoreboard? They need to get something going. Can't go into the half without any points, or especially after that long touchdown pass from the West. Momentum definitely on the West side.
Grant Norder back in there at quarterback, and he throws it in the center of the field. He's got a man out there, and that's off of his fingertips. Grant Sonder up. Has that one go off of his fingertips at the 40-yard line. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10. They've been so close a couple of times. That one was right on the fingertips of Sonderup, but he can't pull her in. Incomplete pass in his second down and 10. Line of scrimmage is sitting here at the 36.5-yard line. They're moving from our left to our right here in the second period. Again, 42 seconds left now. Here in the second period, coming up at halftime today, we'll have a chance to talk with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, who just completed some eight-man football camps here this week on the college campus, getting ready for another football season coming up. There's a halfback pass. They're going to throw that one down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete, but a penalty flag's going to go down. Sonder up trying to take the ball downfield there to a Tanner Fisher. Fisher is the split end from Hardington Newcastle. A lot of contact back here. That's going to be a pass interference call, I do believe, on the Western All-Stars.
That's certainly where the flag's in the area.
Yeah, they're going to. That was a halfback pass. So they pitch it back to Sonder up. He throws it downfield there. It was off of the fingertips on the far sideline. That's going to be a holding call instead of pass interference, but nevertheless, that's going to be a 10-yard march off here. And we're going to have a first down. So it's going to bring up a first down and 10. They move the football out here to the 47-yard line. 37.9 seconds to play now. Here in the second quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Christopher Konacek from from Clarkson. Lee split out wide to their right side this time. Wide receiver splits out to the left. Shotgun set here. On a first down and 10, man comes in motion. They fake the ball to him. Norder wants to throw the football down the right sideline. His man is out there. It's caught. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Norder throws a pass completion for a touchdown to Christopher Kanacek from Clarkson Lee. And the Eastern All-Stars are on the scoreboard with 29 seconds to play.
Just what the East needed to dial up, a long pass play before they hit the halftime break. Norder throws a beautiful pass, and Kanacek impresses with some speed as he just gets behind the defender. Norder put it right on the money for a long 53-yard touchdown pass right before halftime.
All right, 29.9 seconds to play, so that's a drive lasted roughly 25 seconds. Grant Norder throwing the 53-yard touchdown pass to Christopher Kanacek. That makes it a 15-6 ball game now. And we'll see what the East elects to do here. They're going to set up for a two-point conversion attempt. They're going to move the football over here to the near side hash mark. And it's going to be Grant Norder in the gun with a couple of running backs to the right side of the formation. They fake the ball there. Norder is going to try to run it, and he's going to go nowhere. He's going to be buried at the five-yard line. So the flow of the play went to the left. Norder tries to come back to the right, and he just runs right into the Western defense. So the two-point conversion is no good. We'll take a break. 29.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's now the West 15 and the East 6.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mike Will, Tyson Irvonik back here toward the end of the second quarter, 29 seconds to go. So the East, they get on a scoreboard. They hadn't shown too much offensively, but, hey, they put together that drive there, got in the end zone on a 53-yard touchdown pass from Grant Norder, the Bruning Davenport Chicklet product, to Christopher Kanacek. Two-point conversion is no good, so we got ourselves a football game to look forward to in the second half. 15-6 is the score as the East will kick off here. And they're into the football. It's an end over end kick. It's going to go to the far side. It's going to go in the end zone over the head of everybody. Over the head of everybody, and it's out of bounds on the once it gets into the end zone. So they'll bring it out here. And we're going to have the West taking over here. Western All-Stars. They'll take over at their own 20-yard line. And now we'll see what they elect to do here playing with the lead. They'll probably just kneel and get in the end zone and talk things over. Talk things over, get back into the locker room and discuss the first half of play. We'll see what head coach Lance Howlett elects to do here. Coming in is going to be Chase Barthel again. Barthel in there at quarterback. He's a product out of Medicine Valley. And a send wide receiver, Braden Davis, out to the right side of the formation. Lee is going to come to the left.
Doesn't look like kneeling formation here.
Nope, they got two running backs to either side now of Barthel. He's going to hand the ball away. Just a running play here across the 20-yard line to the 22. Running the football there was Zach Novak. I think that's a Zach Novak. I think it's 5'11", 175-pounder out of St. Mary's. Got to get Russ on the same page.
We need to get our PA announcer, our roster.
It's a pickup of only 2 yards in a play. It's second down and 8 yards to go, and that's going to be the last play, I think. Yes, it is. Last play here of the second quarter as the clock winds down to zero, and we have reached halftime in the 38th Sertoma 8-man All-Star Football Classic. Our score at halftime is the West 15 and the E6. We'll be back right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the E-Edition free.
Call 402-462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
Mike Will, Tyson Ervonik back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score is 15-6 at halftime. The West has got the lead over the Eastern All-Stars in our 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. Checking the scoring so far here in this contest, Ben Henricks out of Giltner. He fumbles the very first snap away for the Eastern All-Stars on the very first play of the ball game today. It was recovered by the West. They made quick work of things. Got an 18-yard touchdown pass from Alex Koontz to Justin Lee. The two-point conversion was good. 8-0 was the score with 10 minutes and 1 second to play in the first quarter. And then we didn't get another score again until 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. It was an Alex Koontz 35-yard touchdown pass to Ethan Skinner. Point after touchdown was good. That made the score 15-0 in favor of the Western All-Stars. That capped off an 11-play, 67-yard drive by the West. And then just a short time later, the East finally got on the scoreboard. They had a 53-yard touchdown pass from Grant Norder to Christian Konacek. Two-point conversion was no good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime, 15-6. The West has got the lead over the Eastern All-Stars here this afternoon.
Well, and so far, Mike, as you mentioned, it's been an offensive struggle. As we've seen a couple big plays through the air, but for the most part, if it's the game's on the ground, It's not a lot of production for either team. On the Eastern All-Stars, they have 16 rushing attempts for 12 total yards. The Western All-Stars, 17 rushing attempts for 4 total yards. Your statistical leaders right now for the East, we've got Grant Norder. He's 1-for-2 for 53 yards and a touchdown. Came in just on that last drive where the Eastern All-Stars put up a touchdown. As a team, the Eastern All-Stars, 2-for-6 for 88 yards. West, Alex Koontz having a heck of a ball game, 4-for-5 for 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. And then your leading receiver, David Lee, as we've mentioned, he's having a heck of a ball game as well. He's got 3 receptions for 30 yards to be your statistical leader in the receiving side of things for the West.
All right, so it's a 15-6 ball game. The West is out on top of the East in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. The defense has kind of took charge there in the first half of play with the exception of those big pass plays that we had for touchdowns. It was really dominated by both defenses, I thought.
Yeah, and I thought the defensive lines have played really well, doing a good job of getting penetration, getting a good job of getting some pressure on the quarterbacks. But then we've seen some of the substitutions that the teams have had the ability to make offensively. They're able to get some fresh legs in there. But, yeah, so far the defense, especially on the ground, nowhere to run on the ground right now. The winner of this game is going to have to do it through the air.
All right, 15-6 is our score here at halftime. The West out on top of the East here this afternoon. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper, who's kind of hosting the facility, so to speak, here. Coach, good to see you again, my man.
It feels like it's just a fall. It's ready to go now.
How hot is it on the turf here this afternoon?
It's beautiful on the turf.
It's a scorching hot afternoon with the highs expected around 90 later on today. You guys have kind of been busy here the past couple of weeks hosting some 8-man football camps and also some 11-man camps as well. How many teams did you have in this year?
We had in the 11-man camp, we had 13 teams, almost 650 kids and coaches, which is the biggest camp that we've ever had here. The 8-man camp, we had about 150, 160, so we're close to almost 900 kids and coaches here on campus this week, and it was a great environment. It was great for our coaches. It was great seeing a bunch of kids from all over the state, and it was a fun time. It was a busy time, but it was good.
It's nice to get those high school kids
on campus, on the facility. It's just maybe step one for you guys.
It really is, because, you know, just because where we're at, it's tough for us to get out and see a lot of the high school games, you know, unless they're right here in South Central Nebraska. So bringing teams from the Metro and Western Nebraska and Northeastern Nebraska out here to our campus, they see what great facilities we got, and it opens up their minds so we can get them back out here. But we saw a lot of good talent, and that's getting being able to meet with some of those coaches, just hanging out and talking football with them. That was good, too.
You got a couple of Broncos playing here in the Saratoga 8-Man All-Star Classic. Pretty good performances so far. David Lee's having a heck of a ball game. What are you seeing from them on the field?
He's an athlete. He's a good football player. And, you know, that one catch down here, that was a great catch in the back of that end zone. I mean, he tipped that thing up, and he was able to focus on the ball and twist his body. I don't know how he twisted his body that way. He did a great job on that. He's going to be very, very good for us. And then Sturdivant, I think he runs hard. You can see he's got really good hips. He's got a good low center of gravity. Good athlete throwing that ball that one time there, too. So we're excited to have both those guys.
Yeah, Justin Lee, big, huge target at 6'5". We'll welcome that to our ranks any day, won't we?
Hey, Justin's going to be a good football player. You get him on one side, you got House on the other side, you got Curly in the middle. That's 6'5", 6'5", 6'4". So it's going to be fun.
Coach Gabers would like that lineup, 6'5", 6'5", 6'4". Might turn those guys into basketball guys, huh?
Coach Gavers can worry about those guys. We'll take care of ours.
As far as the recruiting class was concerned for your team this year, just kind of walk us through some of the players you're excited to get to work with come this fall.
Well, I think the two guys you're naming right now, Sturdivant and Lee, obviously they jump out the page for us just because they're on the turf right now. We got another big receiver coming in from Florida, Blaine Morrow, a defensive lineman from Grand Island Senior High. We got Taylor Willis coming in from GI Northwest, a little slot receiver for us. Nathan Howe from Kearney Catholic is all over the place at linebacker. Alex Augustine, who played in the Shrine game a couple weeks ago at Lincoln Southeast. And Tyler Parthamer, an offensive lineman from Beatrice. I mean, I could go through all those names, but those are guys that we're expecting to see a lot of good things. And we got good guys coming in. They're a little bit farther away. But I tell you, the biggest thing right now is the guys that we got here on campus. We're going to have over 60 guys here once July starts, and that's a big deal.
You made big improvements from 2013, so from last year's 2014-2015 squad. Where do you see the Broncos making the biggest jump this upcoming season?
We're going to get better as a team. You know, we got some holes to fill. You lose Matt Overmiller, an all-conference quarterback. You lose Jordan Wallman, all-conference tight end, and Tanner Paxton, an all-American tackle. But Coach Mooring and Coach Kamara and Coach McCauley will do a great job plugging those guys in. The good thing is we've got some older guys that have had to play due to whatever, the injuries 2 years ago and an injury last year. We expect a lot of improvement on the defensive side of the football. I mean, you know, that's where we need to be improving. Our offense has done a good job basically carrying this defense for the last 2-3 years, and defense has got to step up, because if you want to claim a ring, you got to be sharp in all three phases.
And we're talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach for Hastings College. You made some changes on defense, maybe to get better. Talk about the changes you've made here kind of on the offseason to get better.
Going into spring ball, well, actually, the last four games of the season, we got out of that stack, went to that 4-2, that split six, kind of like TCU does. And we just put in the base stuff, and going into spring ball, we sold out to it. We didn't even put a three-man front on there, if you can believe that or not. I felt like I don't know where I was at right there, putting 4D linemen on the field, but we did that throughout spring, and we got better every single day. And you know, we got a lot of numbers coming back at that defensive line, which is why we made the change back in 06 when I came as a DC. You know, so we did that, and we've really – Coach Mandelko in the secondary has bought about three different coverages with him from Nebraska, and he is a great addition to staff. I mean, he has made us so much better on that back end. We're older back there. We can do some quarter stuff. We could do some match coverage, do some things that he's really confident at, really good at teaching. So, you know, we went through the spring. We were able to recruit and identify guys like Blaine. You know, we're talking about him at D-line. Austin Breading from Lincoln North Stars, another defensive end. So we really ran out and recruited some of those guys that could come off the edge and take up a couple offensive linemen. So, and I think that kind of made us unique, because we're the only four-man front in the conference. So you can kind of sell that and do some different things.
Any position battles that you foresee coming up before you get set for week number one?
Yes, sir. Everyone. Everyone. Every position will be a battle for us. You know, with our philosophy on defense and the front eight, we're going to rotate every series. That's huge for us. In the secondary, we feel like we got some good young talent coming back. We return all of them in the back end this year. But we need to get a solid rotation there. So we got some talent, we got some depth offensively. There's going to be competition in every position. You know, Jake Fowler finished the season on injury, but he had that nice little run there toward the end. But we're going to have some good running back battles, quarterback battle. Jason Gaines, even though he started the last four games, we got three good ones coming in that we feel like can compete. And we got to replace that tight end. That's going to be a good competition.
You talked about the competition and all those positions. We can do that now. We've got guys that can compete where before, you know, we were down to maybe one or two players. Right now, we've brought in enough players where we can get competition at just about every position.
What we really try and do is a coaching staff in our philosophy, and it's going to sound a little goofy, because we want a pair and a spare. You know, you always get your one and your two, and you want that spare part that you can plug in here, you can plug in there, and that's kind of how we went with along the recruiting cycle of everything. You know, Coach Mo, as a recruiting coordinator, did a great job identifying some guys. So we didn't just bring in that one receiver. We brought in two or three that we feel like can complement and push each other.
Again, we're at the Satoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. It's a 15-6 ball game. The West is out on top of the Eastern All-Stars here at the break. As far as Hastings College is concerned, what do we got? We got the camps now in the books. You guys take off now for a couple of weeks and get right back at it, or what?
No, we don't take no time off, because if we take time off, all of our wives would be getting rid of us really quick. So, no, what we do is we got one more camp coming up on the 27th. It's an individual camp. It's a lot more low-key, a lot more individualized one-on-one technique stuff. And then when that camp is over with, we'll relax for about a month to get out and spend some time with our families and just kind of re-energize the battery a little bit. We'll put on a camp at Adams Central. We'll put on a camp down at Lawrence Nelson with Coach Blevins, who's an alum of Hastings College. But other than that, it's kind of let's relax a little bit. Let's make sure we're getting all of our paperwork in, make sure we're doing all those little things that we got to do, so when we hit the turf on August 9th, we don't have anybody standing on the sidelines waiting for this or that or them. Man, we're ready to roll with it.
So bring the kids in, and we'll get right back at it. We got the KCAC yep. GPAC Challenge to start things off the beginning of the 2015 season.
It's going to be fun going down there, because those are teams that we generally don't play. You know, a couple years ago in 09, we went to playoffs. We got an opportunity to go down and play Ottawa. We played Kansas Wesleyan the last couple of years. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a night game underneath the lights. I don't know nothing about them, you know, but we're excited for that trip down south.
Who are you even playing?
Bethel.
Bethel. Yeah. I was looking at it, I thought, who are we even playing the first game? It's Bethel. That's part of the challenge series that they initiated. So an opener with Bethel, and we'll get right to the GPAC season. And we can sit and talk about the GPAC season, but it's always a grind each and every week, and we look forward to another exciting season here.
Oh, it's going to be on the edge of your seat. Be ready to roll, because there's a lot of good football teams in this conference, and we feel like we're one of them, and it's about time we take that step.
Enjoy the rest of the summer, my man. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. That's Tony Harper, the head coach for the Hastings College football team. Again, they're gearing up for the 2015 season. Starting things right after the first part of September down in Kansas against Bethel College. We're at the Satoma 8-Man All-Star football game here today at the Osborne Sports Complex. 15-6 is our score. The West out on top of the East. We'll have more right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All right, back here at Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. basking in the sunshine, so to speak. Hot afternoon, especially hot on the turf. The guys are probably getting a lot of fluids, drinking a lot of fluids here at halftime as they get ready for the second half of play today.
Well, it's one of those things that I talked about it during the pregame show. It's one of my favorite things about this particular game, the Shrine Bowl as well, when you get the opportunity to get a little football in the summer, and it really just it gets me anxious. I'm already starting to think of what we can get going in those high school football and Hastings College promos on the air and what we're going to put in that for highlights. So,
Are you hot, or is that why you're busting out in a sweat here this afternoon?
No, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm just excited to be doing a football game again. I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun, and the off season just seems like it takes forever to get football season. Everything else but the basketball seasons, the baseball seasons, they seem to stretch out and stretch out. In football season, it's like snap of your fingers and it's done, but now we're already creeping up on it again.
All right, so we're at halftime. 15-6 is our score. The West has got the lead over the Eastern All-Stars in some big plays. Nothing really grinded down the field. We had a 18-yard touchdown pass. Alex Kuntz to Justin Lee. I got things started. Two-point conversion good. 8-0 was the score. West had the lead. West came back. Got a 35-yard touchdown pass from Alex Kuntz to Ethan Skinner. Point after good. That was an 11-play, 67-yard drive, though. 15-0 was the score there. The West had the lead, and then right at the end of the second quarter, they got a 53-yard touchdown pass from Grant Norder to Christopher Kotinchek. The two-point conversion, no good. That's the way we stand here at halftime, a score of 15-6.
Tell you what, Coach Harper there for Hastings College, he's kind of riding in luxury here. It looks like he's got a new little golf cart here for the upcoming football season. This is like the limos of all golf carts. It's a double decker.
Yeah.
Just looks like it's just
like four seats.
Yeah, riding smooth. Smooth like a Lexus out there.
All right, the teams are coming out of the locker rooms. We're going to get the second half underway. Normally, we have done this game for several years here in Hastings. Normally, the second halves of these All-Star games, people start to run out of gas. It's hot. They've been in camp for a week. And the second halves have more often than not, not a very exciting football game, but tell you what, this is shaping up maybe to be one that goes down to the wire. 15-6 is our score here at halftime.
Yeah, one score game here as you get ready to play the second half. It'll be interesting to see on the depth side of things because, like I said, I was telling you a little bit earlier, and I'm not trying to be biased for the local kids here, but I think that the West has got a couple more weapons that they can get in on the offensive side of the football and maybe develop a little bit of ground game. I mean, if you have the opportunity, they've brought in several kids, but you throw in a guy like Schnitzler, who's a 1,000-yard rusher, throw in a guy like Keith and Drury, who we can know make some big plays. He's got some blazing speed, and we saw some of that in a couple playoff games this year. So, and then you still got your starter, Ethan Skinner, in there. They got a couple opportunities to really start to wear down the East, I think, defensively. But so far, the East has done such a great job getting penetration, not only on the quarterbacks, but on the rushers as well. Again, the West is coming in here with 4 rushing yards on 17 attempts. So it's been a struggle to find some open running room. And I think we see that from the West. I think we see some a little bit more rotation here and try to get their kids in into the action.
All right, we've got the second half coming up on the 38th annual Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. Again, our score at halftime, the West out on top of the East. It's the West 15, the East 6. You're listening to Football Action here this afternoon on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Mike Will, Tyson Erbonik back here at Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon, the Osborne Sports Complex. 15-6 is the score. The West is out on top of the East here this afternoon. Again, offense has been lackluster
hard
at
to come
times.
By. Yeah. Yeah. Rushing yards again for the East, just 12 total yards on the ground. For the West, 4 total yards. Been a little bit of a different story in the year, but at the same time, we're still not into triple digits for either team offensively, as the East has 88 yards passing, 53 of which came from Grant Norder on that 53-yard touchdown bomb. That's been Grant's only completion so far in the football game. Then you've got Alex Coons for the West. He's 4-for-5 with 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And as a team, the West has gone 5-for-9 and actually 86 yards passing. So just 6 yards total on the completion that was not from thrown by Alex Coons. And then, as we mentioned, David Lee receiving 3 receptions for 30 yards and a touchdown, and see if the West can't get him more involved in this football game.
Justin Lee.
What'd I say? David Lee?
David Lee.
Who's David Lee?
I have no idea. Justin Lee, he's the big tall wide receiver we've talked about throughout the first half of play, the 6'5", 195-pounder from Sandhills, Stanford. Again, the other guy we're watching here closely is Jalen Sturdivant. He's out of Maxwell. He's going to be a running back for Hastings College here in the next few years. So we're sneaking up on the second half here this afternoon. Just as they wound the clock down to zero, they put 3 minutes back on the clock here. So we'll take one more timeout. We'll come back and have that third quarter kickoff as we continue on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
All right, back here for the second half, the Sertoma A-Man All-Star Football Classic here today on 1230, not on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR.
That's 2.
That's only twice today.
But we haven't yet so far screwed up the jerseys, which is what I was worried about.
All right, but we've had a halftime now. We've had a halftime. Anyway, we've got the East. They're going to kick off to begin the second half of play. Dropping back deep for the West. You're going to get to Austin Schnitzler. He's out of Kennesaw, of course. Also dropping back there is going to be Trent Geiser from Anselmo Myrna. Austin Schnitzler, he is moving on. He's going to be heading to the Marines. So, yeah, Schnitzler playing one of his last football games here this afternoon. The product out of Kennesaw had a very successful career as the Blue Devil. Boy, he had 1,515 yards rushing a season ago. 175 carries, scored 29 touchdowns for the Blue Devils. Also averaged 25 yards on kickoff returns. He's back there right now
as he stands at his own 3-yard line. Here comes the run up on the boot. Schnitzler is going to get a chance. Bobbles the ball at the 5-yard line. Goes back to the 4 to pick it up. He's back to the 5. He's back to the 10-yard line. He's ridden down. On coverage was Nathan Hogan. Nathan Hogan, the 6'1", 170-pounder out of Emerson Hubbard. So second half is underway here. The West has got the lead over the East by a score of 15-6. And the West will have the football down here at their own 10-yard line. They'll be moving from our right to our left here in the third quarter. That's south and north. They'll check out the quarterback situation. They've been shuttling a bunch of guys in there. And we expect more of the same here as this ball game rolls on. We're going to have Alex Kuntz. He's going to be the starting quarterback here in the second half, much like he was in the half number one. Here's a handoff. Ethan Skinner dancing his way through the hole across the 10 out to about the 15-yard line. So Ethan Skinner, the running back out of Hemingford, Nebraska, picks up about 6 yards on the play as he brings the ball up to about the 16-yard line. He's going to bring up second down and 4 yards to go. So the West keeping the ball on the ground here. Out of the two teams, they have been running more of a wide-open attack, but the West keeping the ball on the ground for the first play, at least, here the second half as Ethan Skinner dances his way up to about a 6-yard gain or so as he brings the ball to the 16-yard line. Both ends are in tight again as Kuntz will be in the shotgun set. He fumbles the football, picks her up. Kuntz is now running for his life, spins away, and down he goes. So a broken play there as Kuntz fumbled the snap from center, and then he just had to make something out of nothing there, and he's thrown down. Getting through there and bringing him down for the Eastern All-Stars was Jesse Foltis. He's the linebacker out of Howells Dodge as he gets in there and makes the stop. A loss of about 3 yards in a play, and it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and about 7 yards to go. As the clock is rolling here, and the pace is rather slow here in this beginning of the third quarter. 10.5 to go here in the third. As a third down and 8 situation for the Western All-Stars. Backed up on their own end here, their own 13-yard line. That's going to be Kuntz, the quarterback, in the shotgun set with a couple of running backs in the backfield. They fake the ball to Ethan Skinner. They drop the ball away, and it's going to be caught. But Jalen Sturdivant is going to be hit on the play. Again, tremendous pressure right up the middle there, and getting through there was Gage Horick out of Fullerton. He got in there and put a lot of pressure on Alex Kuntz. He just dumps the ball away to Jalen Sturdivant, and Sturdivant is sent on the play. Actually, a loss back here to the 10-yard line. So a completed pass for a loss, and it's fourth down and 10 yards to go. And now the West will have to punt from their own end zone. There's the snap, and here comes the kick. It's going to bounce here at the 49-yard line, picked up at the 45, back to the 50. 45, and down he goes at the 45-yard line, bringing the ball back that time. That's Garrett Soderup out of Fullerton, bringing the ball back to the 45-yard line. But, hey, look at the field position here for the Eastern All-Stars. They're going to take over in West territory at the 45-yard line. So now the East with a chance to maybe pull even here. 15-6 is the score. The West out on top.
So far, the big hit of the day just went to Evan Cecil, a number 33 for East Butler. He laid a lick on one of the gunners that was trying to get his return man a tremendous block, and it was one that one of those you-can-hear-it-up-here kind of things.
Jabe Wirtz is going to be the quarterback. He pitches the ball back here to Soderup, and he gets a couple of yards. It's a simple pitch play as a Garrett Sonder up from Fullerton brings the ball down here to about the 43-yard line. So give him a pickup of 2 yards in a play. So Jabe Wirtz down there at quarterback for the East as they continue their three-man rotation at that position. Jabe Wirtz, he's out of High Plains, 175-pounder at 6'2". We're in the third quarter here this afternoon. 9 minutes and some change on the clock. 15-6 to the score. The West has got the lead. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. That's Christopher Konacek. He kind of touchdown pass back there at the end of the second quarter for the Eastern All-Stars. He's your wide receiver to the left side. Wirtz wants to throw. Looks that way. He's got time. Throws it out there. He's got a man. It's caught down here and sliding down at the 5-yard line. Down there. Is that Ben Henricks? Yeah. Ben Henricks
He played quarterback earlier. Ben Hendricks out on the pattern there. He comes to a sliding catch at the 6-yard line and his first down and goal for the Eastern All-Stars.
That's a very athletic play for a man that's typically throwing the ball out there to his wide receivers and having them make athletic plays with the football. I can name a couple Giltner receivers that do that. They apparently teach that pretty well at all positions. Tremendous, tremendous catch for Hendricks.
Hendricks, he was a wide receiver in his early days at Giltner, and then last year he was the starting quarterback for the Hornets, but he's makes his move here. A nice play. There's a pitch back here. It's going to come to Sondrup. He breaks a couple of tackles, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Garrett Sondrup takes it in from 6 yards out, and hey, we got ourselves a football game now. It's a 15-12 ball game as the East draws first blood here in the second half. That's a 6-yard touchdown from Garrett Sonderup on their first offensive possession of the second half. 15-12 is the score now. This one comes with 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play. So the East back into the ball game, and now they're going to go for a 2-point conversion.
It was one of those things we were waiting for Sonderup to break out. He came into the game his senior season. He had racked up plus 2,000 yards for Fullerton. He's been held quiet today after several rushing attempts. Finally, is able to break through the West D line for a score.
All right, this is going to be Jabe Wirtz, the quarterback. He wants to throw in this 2-point conversion, and he's not going to have a chance. He is thrown down like the WWF back here at the 20-yard line. A nice play there, busting through there. And making the stop is Colt Foster again from Hemingford. So the 2-point conversion is no good. 8 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the West 15 and the East 12.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
8 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's a 15-12 ball game now. The West out on top of the East. There's the kickoff down on the near sideline. They return it out here to the 25-yard line. Bringing the ball back that time was Trent Geiser. Geiser out of Ensoma Berna. So it's going to be a first down and 10 now. We'll see what the West can do. As they bring the ball, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds here at the 26-yard line. So first down and 10 from the 26 as they move to the north end zone here this afternoon at Lloyd Wilson Field.
Mike, and as good as the West All-Stars have looked all day, and they have looked like the better team so far, at least on the field, the last 1 minute and 41 seconds to that very first drive for the East there, the East has got momentum here. They scored, remember late in the first half on a long pass play, and then a long pass play sets them up for a touchdown run. The East starting to get some momentum. You can start to see it a little bit on defense. They're hungry.
All right, Alex Kuntz is back there in there at quarterback. Here's a quarterback keeper around the right end across the 25, and he is ridden out of bounds there at about the 28-yard line. So not much running room there. He's run out of bounds here after a couple of yard gains. So Alex Kuntz, the quarterback out of Stewart, Nebraska, 180 pounds, 5'10". He's taking a lot of the snaps here this afternoon for his old high school coach, and Lance Howlett, who is the head coach of the Western All-Stars here this afternoon. That was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. They moved the ball to the 27-yard line. That's all she wrote. Second down and 9 yards to go. Clock is running with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The West is out on top of the East by the score of 15-12. Wide receivers all over the place now. Three out to the right side, one to the left. Empty backfield. Kuntz has got the ball. He hands off to one of those guys coming back on the reverse as they bring the ball up to the 35-yard line. Carrying the football there is Christian Best. Best is the product out of Elm Creek, Nebraska. 165 pounds, 5'9". Best is on his way. He'll be in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's going to play football at Dort in Sioux Center, Iowa. So Christian Best will be seeing him for the next 4 years as Hastings College will
see the Dort defenders. So best of luck to Christian Best heading to Dort. Third down and a yard to go. The football is now at the 34-and-a-half-yard line. Man comes in motion again, and that's Best. They fake the ball to him. Kuntz is going to run it. He's got the first down and more across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. So Kuntz running the football. A tackle is made in there by Braden Fronendorfer from Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, but not before they pick up a first down. So the Western All-Stars have at least cranked out a first down now here in the third quarter. Clock is running at the 6:40 mark. As they have got the football now at the 38-yard line on a hot and steamy afternoon here today.
And as weird as this is to say, and this is going to sound weird at the 6:33 mark in the third quarter, if my stats are correct, I think that is the first rushing first down for the Western All-Stars.
Wow. That does sound weird.
Yeah.
All right. First down and 10 yards to go from the 38-yard line. Man comes in motion again. Kuntz waiting for the ball. He's got it. Backs up. Winds up. Throws it down in the center of the field. Incomplete. Penalty flags go down. Penalty flags down again. Trying to get it to a Justin Lee. And the guy back there for the Eastern All-Stars was Austin Vitosh out of Diller Odell. 6'1", 180-pounder. Boy, just trying to guard Justin Lee is a challenge in its own right.
It's a tall task.
Yes, 6'5", Justin Lee. Vinosh at 6'1", but he got his hands on him. That's going to be an interference call there, so they mark off the penalty. That brings the ball now into the East Territory as they move the football down here at the 47-yard line. So Justin Lee, really looking forward to seeing him for the next 4 years here at Hastings College. He's kind of made a mark for himself here in this Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game. Splits out wide to the right side again. He's going to take along Zach Novak. So a couple of wide receivers go to the right side of the formation. Man comes in motion. That's Christian Best. They fake the ball to him, and he's going to be dropped on the play. Alex Kuntz. They fake the ball to him, and Alex Kuntz, he pays for it. The quarterback, as he is ducked back here at the 49-yard line. A loss of 2 yards in the play. Second down and 12 yards to go now.
You mentioned Justin Lee, and I mean, this in recent memory is one of the better performances in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic from a future Hastings College Bronco, from a Hastings College Bronco that's in this competition, as he's not only had some good numbers offensively, he's still being targeted and targeted quite a bit and pulling some defenders off other plays.
Here's a Christian Bessie. He slips down, but keeps his he fumbles the football at the 45-yard line. Big stack up and a turnover there at the East. As the football and coming up with it is going to be Nathan Hogan. So Christian Best, he trying to make a cutback move there. Best nearly went down, but he got his hand down. He kept on his feet there, and then he fumbles the football just as he crosses the 45-yard line. Nathan Hogan right there for the Eastern All-Stars, and that's a turnover. Now the East, with all the momentum now here in the second half, trying to take the lead. It's 15-12 with 5.5 to play.
Just the second turnover of the football game. Remember, the very first play from scrimmage, the East had a fumble that was recovered by the West to start things off. Now we'll see if this fumble can't give the East the potential chance to take the lead here in this football game.
Yeah, the West took advantage of that fumble right off the bat to grab an 8-0 lead here in this one. A touchdown pass from Kuntz to Justin Lee. Bounce first down and 10. The Eastern All-Stars have the ball at the 45-yard line. They set up a little screen pass. Henricks gets the ball outside, and they get it to about the 47-yard line before it's blown up. Looks like they had a lot more blockers out there than they really had. They get the ball over there to Garrett Sonder up. Pick up of only a couple of yards on a play. So Ben Henricks is back into the ball game now at quarterback. The Giltner product, the Giltner Hornet back in there. He completes the pass. You can tell the ball marker. Yeah, move her forward there, guys. Up to the 48-yard line. Second down and about 7 yards to go. So pickup of 3. Henrik Sanders center. Now as he sends a wide receiver out to the right side. One lone running back behind Henrik. And now a couple of guys jump outside. The end on the left side. Logan Seidel from Fall City Sacred Heart. He was one guy that jumped. That's going to cost him 5 yards. So that's going to move the ball back to the 42-yard line. Going to bring up a second down situation now. Second down at about 13 yards to go. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. It's a 15-12 ball game. The West out on top of the East in a close contest here this afternoon.
You're never quite sure on a situation like that where the rest of the line jumps and your center is the only one that has the football, whether it was the center that got in the miscommunication or the rest of the line there. But everybody else jumps and is preparing to block, and the center's still holding onto the ball.
Christian Konachek is your wide receiver out to the right side of the formation. In fact, a couple of wide receivers will come to that side of the formation now as Hendricks is in the gun, backs up. Here comes the pressure, throws it. It's going to be caught here and then dropped by Konechak. Christopher Konechak has dropped a couple of them out here. That's an incomplete pass. That's going to bring up a third down situation now. So if the trend continues, it's going to match the trend that you kind of referred to at the beginning of the ball game here. The odd number of years, we've had games that have been decided by an average of 6.8 points. The even number of years, we've had games decided by 26.8 points. This being an odd year, 2015, we got ourselves a close ball game, 15-12.
Numbers don't lie, Mike Will.
Third down and 12 yards to go. Football is at the 43-yard line. That's their own 43. Ben Hendricks, the Giltner quarterback, is in there now calling the signals. Here comes the pressure off of the corner. Hendricks throws it downfield. He's got a man out there. It's caught. Konechak has got the ball, and he's going to dance his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Hendricks just threw that one up there. It was like a prayer. And Christopher Konechak catches the ball, and he dances his way into the end zone for his score. And the Eastern All-Stars have got the lead.
That's Konechak's second reception for a second touchdown reception here in this football game, Mike. And, again, he has got speed. He's not only got some height there sitting at 6'3", but the man from Clarkson Lee can get out and run. And that's another situation. Good pressure from the west. They brought the house, but that allowed Konechak to get free. He was wide open, and Hendricks just threw it up there. Nice quick strike. Konechak catches it and does the rest. Makes up for the drop that he just had on the sidelines here with a big 57-yard touchdown pass.
So that makes the score an 18-15 ball game now. They're going to go for a two-point conversion. Double tight ends. I formation. A pass by Hendricks into the corner of the end zone is going to be incomplete. Into the corner of the end zone, it's incomplete. Trying to get the ball there to Tanner Fisher of Hardington, Newcastle. The two-point conversion is no good. But hey, look at this. The East has got the lead in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. Looking to make it two in a row here. In the all-time series, the East with the advantage, it's the East 18 and the West 15.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So two touchdown receptions here for Christopher Konechak, one of 53 yards, one of 57 yards. The only two catches that he's got here today, but he'll be pushing the MVP envelope here today. Here's the kickoff. It's going to go in and out of the end zone. And now the Western All-Stars trailing for the first time here today. It's an 18-15 contest. The East has come back to grab the lead. And the West looks like they've just kind of run out of gas. They really haven't put together anything. They got that touchdown right off the bat in the first quarter on a short field. They threw an 18-yard touchdown pass and then came back right at the end of the second quarter and got a big play from Kuntz to Ethan Skinner. Go out on top by 15 points at 15-0, but the East has scored the last 18 points here. They've got all the mo, so to speak, in the second half. It's a 18-15 ball game. We've hit 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. They'll start from their 20-yard line. There's a handoff across the 20 out to about the 23, 24-yard line. And they're running the football there. We'll double-check that. That's going to be Jalen Sturtevant in the ball game now, the Maxwell product, 5'9", 180-pounder. So it's second down. That was a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 24 as the Western All-Stars moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter for the last 3 minutes and 35 seconds. And the pace of the game has really slowed down here in the second half. The guys are just kind of walking up to the line of scrimmage. The heat's starting to take a toll on them, I think, here this afternoon. Double tight ends. Quarterback is going to run straight ahead. That's Chase Barthel. Barthel fumbles the football. It's going to be picked up, though, by Sturtevant, and he's going to be brought down at about the 26-yard line. So Chase Barthel, he fumbles the football at the 25, and Sturtevant just happened to be there for the Western All-Stars, and he took it for an additional yard around the right end there as they move the ball to the 26. So that's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 4 yards to go inside 3 minutes to play now here in the third quarter.
You mentioned it at halftime, Mike, the second half of these All-Star games that gets a little bit sloppier. Sometimes the fatigue starts to set in, the heat starts to set in, and loose footballs certainly are quite common in the in these situations.
Justin Lee, again, the wide receiver, splits out to the left side. In fact, trips out to the left side in eight-man football. Here's Barthel. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. He's hit, and he is rolled down back here at the six-yard line. And back there was Gage Horick. Horick is 6'4", 220 pounds on a Fordson. That's a huge loss. The line of scrimmage was the 26, and it's back here at the 10-yard line, a 16-yard loss on the quarterback sack. And Barthel was buried back there. Now it's going to bring up fourth down and about two area codes to go here. It's a long ways, fourth down and a bunch. Gino can't count that high. It is fourth down. Gino's running the clock, by the way, here this afternoon. Fourth down and a bunch as they will punt the football away. Here comes the kick. End-over-end kick. It's going to bounce here at the 40. Takes a side bounce, and it's going to be down here at about the 39-yard line.
There's that kicking thing again. He tries to kick the ball forward. Second time I've seen that.
Jeffrey Harms out of Wallace is to kick the ball forward there. Obviously, as soon as he touched it, it was down. So they're going to put it down here at the 38-yard line officially. And the Eastern All-Stars will get the football back. Now we got a timeout. We've got a timeout called here with a minute and 44 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score, the East 18 and the West 15.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mike Will, Tyson Aronik back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon, the 38th Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. This thing got started back in 1978. Been a good series. East leading the overall series 20-17. East won last year's ball game on a score of 38-14 over the Western All-Stars. This year it's an 18-15 contest right now with the East out on top. And the East has got the football. Good field position at the 38-yard line. And here's, I think the football is going to be Grant Norder, who's back in there at quarterback now for the East as he moves the ball to about the 34. So a pickup of 4 yards in a play. So Grant Norder from Bruning Davenport Shickley. He's now in there at quarterback. He's headed to Hastings College next year to play baseball for head coach Steve Sponberg. Going to be a center fielder for the Bronx.
You mentioned the first Sertoma 8-man All-Star game being played in 1978. Happened to know somebody that was played on the Western All-Stars in 1978.
And who would that be?
That would be Darren Niemeyer on the first team.
Really?
1978.
Wonderful.
So shout out to Darren.
One minute to play here in this one. In the third quarter, here's a handoff, and it got an opening. Got 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. That's Sawyer Keene from Falls City, Sacred Hearts. Sawyer Keene was one of the guys that they added late. He took over for Brandon Jackson, who got injured from Meridian, not able to play in this football game. So Sawyer Keene got a call from the coaches committee, and Sawyer Keene got out of the roster. And he just scampers 34 yards for a touchdown. And the East has scored again here in the third quarter.
That's not a bad way to get into the ball game for Sawyer Keene. First carry on the football game and takes it 34 yards for the score.
So that makes it a 24-15 ball game. 24 unanswered points now for the Eastern All-Stars. That one comes with 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So it makes it a 24-15 ball game. And now they're going to spread the field and go for a two-point conversion here. Grant Norder sends a man in motion. They fake the ball to him. Norder wants to run, and Norder is hit, and down he goes. Two-point conversion is going to be no good. They get the 6 points on the scoreboard. The East has got the lead over the Western All-Stars. 51 seconds to play now in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The East 24 and the West 15.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
When it comes to chicken, there's nothing better than the original chicken sandwich at Burger King. And after making mouths water for over 30 years, we're sweetening the deal. Introducing our new Teriyaki Original Chicken Sandwich. Smothered in a rich, sweet, and savory sauce, it's a new twist on a Burger King favorite. And right now, it's part of our two for $5 deal, along with the original chicken sandwich, Big King sandwich, and Big Fish sandwich. So you can mix and match two large premium sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, back here in Hastings, 51.8 seconds to play now in the third quarter, 24-15, 24 straight points by the Eastern All-Stars here in the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game as they will kick off again. And it's going to go in and out of the end zone again. Tell you what, boy's got a leg. Chase Wimhoff from Humphrey St. Francis. He's been banging the ball in and out of the end zone there for the Eastern All-Stars. So the West, they'll come back out. They haven't scored since late in the second quarter. All the points there in the third quarter by the Eastern All-Stars. It's a 24-15 ball game now. With the West kind of dominated the first couple of series, but they've kind of fallen flat here offensively.
Well, and I think they just got to open some things up. I mean, remember, this is an all-star game. Let's start spreading the ball around. Start looking for some of your big targets. Start looking for Justin Lee. See what you can do offensively. There's a fumble.
Yeah, Barthol's back in there. He faked the handoff to Christian Best, who is going to the far side of the field. As soon as he fakes the handoff, he drops the ball. Chase Barthol falls back on top of it back here at the 19-yard line. He's going to bring up second down and 11.
And the West has played, as far as offensively is concerned, it's been sloppy from the very start of this second half. The ball has hit the turf three times. The East has already recovered one fumble, but two fumbles. That's the second time the ball has hit the turf.
So we're down to 20 seconds to play. What was considered to be the most explosive out of the two teams, the Western All-Stars, they've really gone into the conservative mode here as of late. There's another handoff. It's going to be Ethan Skinner. And Skinner brings it across the 20 onto about the 21 or 22. So Ethan Skinner finds not a whole lot of running room there either in the center part of the field. And that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books here this afternoon in the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. We'll take a break with the score of the East 24 and the West 15.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
When it comes to chicken, there's nothing better than the original chicken sandwich at Burger King. And after making mouths water for over 30 years, we're sweetening the deal. Introducing our new Teriyaki Original Chicken Sandwich. Smothered in a rich, sweet, and savory sauce, it's a new twist on a Burger King favorite. And right now, it's part of our two for $5 deal, along with the original chicken sandwich, Big King sandwich, and Big Fish sandwich. So you can mix and match two large premium sandwiches for just $5, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, we head to the fourth and final quarter here. Tight ball game for us here today, 24-15. The East out on top, 24 straight points by the Eastern All-Stars. And they're going to throw the football again down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. The Western All-Stars with Alex Kutz in there at quarterback now. He throws it down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Again, the intended receiver was Jalen Sturdivant from Maxwell. And that's going to bring up a fourth down situation here for the Western All-Stars. And they're under the field at their own 23-yard line. So fourth down and about 7 yards to go from the 23-yard line. They're going to have to punt the football away. That's Joseph Kolfak dropping back deep here for the Western All-Stars as he stands at his own 10-yard line. So the East will get good field position again. Kolfak gets the ball away. That's a great kick. It's going to bounce at the 30-yard line. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and they're going to, let's see, a player was down inside the 5-yard line. Did he get there?
By Joseph Kolfak.
I don't think he got there. No. He kicked the ball. Did he kick the ball into the end zone?
He kicked the ball into the end zone.
All he had to do was fall on the ball. It was inside the 5-yard line. He just kind of ran in to the football and kicked it into the end zone.
That would have been one of the better punts I've ever seen.
Well, the ball was on the 22, so that was a 78-yard kick.
And it was resting on the 1-yard line, and he just ran into it.
Yeah, that was a mistake there.
Oh.
A 78-yard kick there on the punt by Joseph Kolfak. It goes into the end zone, so instead of having the ball down inside the 5-yard line, they get a break and bring the ball out to the 20. That's where the Eastern All-Stars will start. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. They've got to lead 24-15, so they're just going to try to, I'm sure, keep the ball on the ground and keep the clock moving here. As Jabe Wirtz is back into the ball game at quarterback, he hands the ball away. Of course, the Western All-Stars, they know that, and they come with a lot of pressure, not much there in that last running play as they bring the ball for about a yard. That's a Garrett Sonder up again, the running back out of Fullerton. He's going to be playing at Doane College next year. Garrett Sonder up from Fullerton heading to Doane to play for Matt Franzen and the Doane College Tigers next year. The clock is running. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 24-15 is the score. East out on top. West has not scored since 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. Wide receivers again all over the place. Left and right. Man comes in motion. There's Wirtz going to hand the ball away across the 20, 25, 30, down the sideline, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and run out of bounds to the 38-yard line. Garrett Sonder up again, carrying the football there for the Eastern All-Stars. Finally brought down into play and run out of bounds down here by Keith and Drury, the product out of Blue Hill. But a nice long run there by Sonderup. And the Eastern All-Stars again marching toward the end zone here with under 11 minutes to play.
And Garrett Sonderup now with that run is now your statistical leader for rushing yards for the East as he now has 46 yards. But again, 40 yards on that run there to put the East in some really good field position here. And it just the East has all the momentum right now, Mike.
Christopher Konacek is your wide receiver to the right side. He's got two touchdown catches already this afternoon. Man comes in motion. Jabe Wirtz wants to throw. Konacek is out there again. He makes the catch. Touchdown. 40-yard touchdown. Three receptions, three touchdowns for Konacek in the East on the scoreboard again.
Unbelievable. I think he's might as well hand him the hardware for the MVP. He has got that speed, as we mentioned. And that one, and again, there wasn't a West jersey within 3 yards from Konacek as he goes all the way in for his third touchdown of the afternoon. And he has now put up 150 yards receiving to top that off. So if we were playing Sertoma Fantasy Football, this guy would be my first round draft pick.
Wow, he has gotten behind his defenders. I think the West is just out of gas. They are slow here this afternoon. Konacek just ran right by as a defender, and Jabe Wirtz got him the ball, and that was an easy touchdown. Now they're going for a two-point conversion here. Wirtz fakes the ball, rolls left, unloads into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down there. The intended receiver was Austin Vitosh from Diller O'Dell, so the two-point conversion is no good. 10 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the football game this afternoon. We'll take a break. The score now, it's the East 30 and the West 15.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice. With speeds up to 12 megs, Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online to shopglenwood.net and switch free today. For a limited time, Glenwood is giving away a free Roku with a 12-month contract. Call today for more details at 866-756-4746.
People you know, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
All right, fourth quarter to play. The East has now opened up a 15-point lead. It's a 30-15 ball game. So the West falling flat on their face here after grabbing a 15-0 lead here in this one. There comes the kickoff again. This is going to be Horick kicking off. This one is going to be returned from the 10-yard line back to the 15 to the 20, out to the 21-yard line, and bringing the ball back was Christian Best. Christian Best bringing the ball back for the Western All-Stars. So the West will take over now. They're trailing by 15 points here in this one.
And you mentioned it before we got off the that last break. The Western All-Stars, they just look like they're out of gas. The East is just having fun out there. Three touchdown receptions for Konacek. All three have came from different quarterbacks as Wirtz got in on the action. Henricks has got in on the action with a long bomb, and Norder got in on the action there in that first half of play. The East is just having their way with the Western All-Stars right now.
All right, the West coming back out here. This is going to be Barthel again in there at quarterback. He just hands the ball away. And it's going to be a pickup of about a yard, maybe. Carrying the football there was a Jalen Sturdivant. So Chase Barthel in there at quarterback, the quarterback from Medicine Valley. That was a pickup of only a yard in the play. The West, like we said earlier, they were expected to be a little bit more sophisticated. They are going to spread the field, is what head coach Lance Howlett told us all week long. But boy, ever since about the first quarter, they've kind of went into a shell. Now they're going to spread the field here a little bit. Two wide receivers will split to the right side and two to the left. With Chase Barthel in there, quarterback, he rolls to his right under pressure, unloads, and it's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. Part of their problem, I think, right now is just the pressure that the Easton is putting on defensively. They want to throw the football, but, boy, the East has just been blowing off of the defensive line here and putting a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks for the West.
And they haven't had a lot of offensive plays. They haven't had any big, long, sustained drives. They've had 11 rushing attempts here in the second half, only two passing attempts here. And you're right, they really need to spread the football all around. But that East, with those three big boys up there in front, 57, 55, and 59, they're just having their way with that offensive line of the West. They look physically bigger here just from the eye test.
All right, third down. If you pass the eye test, it's right. Usually good on your column. Here's pressure again coming off of the corner. Barthel is hitting down. He goes. Bruce Schoenberg. The guys that have been causing all the problems here is Sandberg from Friend, Schoenberg from Scribner-Snyder, Wim Hof from Humphrey St. Francis, and Horick out of Fullerton. Those four guys have caused a lot of damage here this afternoon.
6'4", 220, 6'3", 220, 6'5", 220, 6'3", 225. We overlooked that when we were scouting this game.
Fourth down and 9 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 15, so it's three plays and out again for the Western All-Stars. They're going to have to punt the football away. Here comes the kick, and they shank this one. Off of the right side, it's going to hit here at the 42-yard line, and it goes out of bounds. A short kick from the 15-yard line out to the 42. And again, the Western All-Stars turn the ball over after just three plays. The East will get the ball back here with 9 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the 38th annual Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game today. 30 unanswered points by the East in this football game. Got started like the West was going to have it go all their way here today. East turning the ball over on the very first offensive play this afternoon. Ben Henricks, the quarterback from Giltner, fumbling the very first play. Very first snap, it was recovered by the West, and they immediately stuck it in the end zone. But it's been all East, especially here in this second half. 9:09 to play in the ball game. Ben Henricks back in there at quarterback for the Eastern All-Stars. Hands the ball away. That's a Sondrup again. Breaks outside 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line and run out of bounds. Sondrup carrying the ball there. Tackle is made in there by Skyler Werger. He's out of Elwood, 6'1", 190-pounder. But not before Sondrup again picks up the first down and more as they move the ball all the way down to the 31-yard line.
And the Eastern All-Stars are starting to pick things up. Sondrup here in the third quarter has 57 rushing yards. And don't look now, but the East is approaching is approaching 100 yards rushing in a game that's been dominated through the air.
All right, so it's first down and 10 yards to go from the 31-yard line. The East has got the ball to 31 in the West here in the fourth quarter, already leading by the score of 30-15. And now they're going to blow this one. Dever got a timeout called. A timeout's going to be called here by the Eastern All-Stars. 8:37 officially left on the clock here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. The East 30, the West 15.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
8 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the Sertoma Eban All-Star football game from Hastings this afternoon. The East out on top of the West by a score of 30-15. First down and 10 as we come out of the timeout from the 31-yard line of the Western All-Stars. Ben Henricks up under center, hands the ball away, slipping outside and brought down into play. Running the football that time was a Sawyer Keene. Keen for the East, tackle on the play there by Trent Geiser from Anselma Myrna. So Sawyer Keen trying to get outside and was brought down, a loss of about a yard in the play back here to the 32-yard line. Now the East can just work on the clock here. We're at 8 minutes to play. The West needing the ball back, but the West has done absolutely nothing on offense ever since about the second quarter. Maybe earlier than that, they got a touchdown in that quarter, but really was not very effective in the second quarter offensively. Second down and 11 yards to go. Henrick's going to hand the ball away. Sliding through there is going to be Sonder up, and he's going to be stopped in the play.
Well, carried by.
He got maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line. He'll give him a pickup of one. Second down and 10 yards to go now. Second down and 10, 7:43 to play in the football game here this afternoon. The Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. All the proceeds today going to the Speech and Hearing Foundation of the Sertoma Club. Do a great job here locally. And that's really the big reason for the game. Mm-hmm. So it's third down here, about 10 yards to go. Third down and 10, clock is running. Taking a lot of time in the huddle as Henricks and the rest of the offense. He's going to walk up to the line of scrimmage here. Two tight ends, one running back in the backfield. That's Sonder up. Henricks, hands under center, waiting for the snap. He's got it, fakes the pitch. Ben's going to run it himself across the 30 to the 25 to the 20 to the 15-yard line down the sideline, and he takes it into the end zone, but he says he stepped out of bounds. Ben Henricks carrying the ball there. You can see he stepped out of bounds as he tight ropes it down the right sideline. He steps out at the 13-yard line, but he steps out of bounds, and it's going to be a first down.
Ben Henricks now, you've seen how athletic this Ben from Giltner is. He has thrown a passing touchdown in this football game. He had a long sliding catch for a reception for about 21 yards. And then he's got that 22-yard run. So he has done the trifecta, if you will, here in this football game.
He'll stay in there at quarterback. He's got two tight ends. He's got two running backs in the backfield stacked up in the I formation on first down and 10 from the 13-yard line. Henricks fakes the ball to the fullback. He's going to run her again. He gets a yard, maybe two. Takes it around the left end before he's finally brought down on the play. A tackle is made in there by Kershaw for the Western defense. A pickup of one on the play. Justin Kershaw from Hitchcock County, 6'3" and 200 pounds. 6.5 to play in the football game. The East out on top of the West by a score of 30-15. So much for our numbers game.
Right.
This is going to be a... not within our window of the odd number years where it's always been a tight contest. All of a sudden, it's turned into a 15-point game, and the Eastern All-Stars are marching toward the touchdown goal again. Now we got a new quarterback that's going to be in there. That's going to be Wirtz, who's going to hand the ball away to a Sturdivant. He twists and turns, and he gets into the end zone for the score. Or Sonnerup. Sonnerup taking in there for the touchdown for the East. He scores with 6:07 to play.
And again, you were talking about the numbers game, this close football game. This was close even with like 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, we're still looking at a close football game. Ever since that long touchdown pass, that third long touchdown pass to Christopher Connick, the Eastern All-Stars have just never looked back. And again, there's absolutely no momentum right now for Western All-Stars. You can see it on the sidelines. You can see it on the defense.
And here's a two-point conversion as Henricks throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted, and that's two-point conversion is no good. Two-point conversion, no good, as the ball is intercepted there. So we remain at 36-15. We've got 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play now. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score of the East 36 and the West 15.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Mike Will, Tyson O'Ronnie back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 36-15 is the score now. The East out on top. It was 38-14 last year. The East beat the West. There's the kickoff. This is going to be fielded at about the 5-yard line. Back to the 10, 15, 20, 25. Reverses his field. Goes to the 30, 35, 40. And he has a run of bounds on the far sideline. Out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Bringing the ball back there. There's a Keith and Drury out of the Western All-Stars as he returns that kick all the way out to the 43-yard line. So we'll see what the West can conquer here. Like we said, it's not been very pretty for the Western All-Stars here in this football game offensively ever since about the second quarter on. They've done absolutely nothing, and you've got to put the credit where credit is due. I think the Eastern defense has really stiffened up here in this football game.
You just got to go from the shotgun. Let the kids have some fun, draw up some plays, maybe some trickeration plays here to wind out the final 6 minutes here.
36-15 is the score. Here's Alex Kuntz back in there. Pressure again. Kuntz directing traffic. Starts off right. Comes back to the center of the field. Throws the ball downfield. Jump ball. It's going to be caught. Caught at the 25-yard line. Down to the 22. And making the reception is Justin Lee. The big guy climbs the ladder and pulls her down. He pulls her in down here at the 22-yard line. They just threw it up there. Alex Kuntz just threw it up for a prayer down there. And the ball is brought down here to the 22-yard line. A long pass completion for the Western All-Stars. By far their best play they've had for a while.
Yeah, and it's their first positive play. And then really in the past drive, the first down, another, I think the first down of the second half. And again, who else but Justin Lee in there making another reception. That's his fourth reception now for 52 yards for the Western All-Stars.
Here's a handoff now to Ethan Skinner trying to sweep it, but he's going to be stacked up after about a yard gain as he gets it to the nose of the football right at the 20-yard line. 36-15 is the score. And the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game here this afternoon. We're down to 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. They're going to name the most valuable players coming up right after the ball game here today. We'll try to get those to you before we leave the air today. They'll name a most valuable player on offense and on defense for each team here this afternoon. 36-15 is the score. Here's Kuntz rolls to his right, pulls the ball down. It's now loose. Kuntz picks her back up here at the 35. He's wrapped up and he's thrown to the turf. Cody Beckman is in there. He's from Bloomfield. Now we got a penalty flag down. I think Kuntz got up and out of disgust, he throws the football down on top of Cody Beckman, and that's going to be a penalty, I do believe. here on Coots, the quarterback. So just frustrations starting to set in now. That's going to be a personal foul. That's going to be the case on Alex Kuntz. He was sacked back here by Cody Beckman, and he got up and just kind of threw the ball in the way of Cody Beckman, the official standing right there. So in addition to the sack, you're going to tack on 15 more yards, and they're going to bring the ball all the way back here to the 46-yard line. That's just the way the day has gone for the Western All-Stars today.
It's the pressure from the Eastern All-Stars up front, but it's the third time that Kuntz has been sacked for plus 15 yards, too. He's scrambling around. He's trying to make a play. I get what he's trying to do, but there's just not any time, and the pressure has just been fierce all afternoon from these Eastern All-Stars.
So it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down, and Gino's got his shoes and socks off trying to figure out how far to go as he puts it up on the board now. Third down and 34 yards to go here at the 46-yard line. Kuntz again under pressure. Kuntz throws the ball, and it's going to be caught. It's going to be caught here by...
I think it was intercepted.
Is it intercepted?
It's a jump ball now. Yeah. Now we got a... little brouhaha breaking out here at midfield between Kuntz and the defender. This is in danger of getting out of hand.
This is an all-star game, guys.
Yeah.
Kuntz getting into it with Jesse Foldis from Howell's Dodge. That was an interception. They're going to rule it an interception as Gage Horick grabs it for Fullerton. That was a kind of a jump ball. He's kind of wrestled between the two players there, and they're going to give the ball to the Eastern All-Stars on an interception as Gage Horick got the interception, so that's going to be all she wrote here.
They both came down with the football at the same time, and then I don't know if the frustration was building on just the fact that the referees were kind of letting them wrestle around for it for a little bit, but the Eastern All-Stars finally come up with the football, 4:22 to play. Just run the football and get out of here with the W, boys.
36-15. Here's a running play. This is going to be Grant Norder, who's back into the ball game now as he runs it out of the gun to about the 46-yard line. Grant Norder. All the local boys have done very well today. We've seen Ben Hendricks, the quarterback for Giltner in there. We've seen Grant Norder. He's throwing the touchdown pass for Bruning Davenport Schickley. And, of course, couple of recruits that are becoming to Hastings College next year have played well. Sturt Avant from Maxwell and Justin Lee out of Sandhills Thetford. We've seen Keith and Drury on defense. He's also returned a kick today for the Western All-Stars. So the local flavor is pretty good here in this 38th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game. There's a handoff to solder up again from Fullerton as he moves the ball across the 45 out to about the 48-yard line. Clock is running. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play, so it's going to be the Eastern All-Stars picking up their second consecutive win here in the all-time series. The East will go up now 21-17 in the all-time series, winning back-to-back games, winning last year 38-14 over the West. This year, it's 36-15 right now with 3 minutes and some change left. So after winning six straight games for the West, they're going to drop a couple of games here the last 2 years.
For the Eastern All-Stars, a couple of good candidates to pick from for a potential MVP. Konacek having 3 receiving touchdowns. Sondrup having 2 rushing touchdowns as he gets the ball again here.
Here's a pitch play. That's going to be a Sawyer Keen carrying the ball. Sawyer Keen takes it down to the 40-yard line where he's run out of bounds. Run out of bounds by Skyler Werger out of Elwood. That's going to be enough for another first down for the Eastern All-Stars. So they're going to spot the football here at the 41 is where he stepped out of bounds. And the East will huddle up one more time here as they shuffle in some more players here. They'll walk up to the line of scrimmage. The pace is rather slow, as we mentioned here in the second half. Grant Norder in there at quarterback. He'll have a... 2 running backs in the backfield stacked up in the eye. Norder's got the ball, turns. He's going to run it himself. 40, 35, bounces off of a man, takes it down to the 33-yard line. So Norder picks up about 8 yards on the play. Bring up a second down and 2 situation, 2:37 to play. So Blair Killeen is going to be the victorious coach here for the Eastern All-Stars. He was an assistant coach earlier. In fact, both of these coaches were assistants in this game before being named the head coaches for the 2015 game. Lance Howitt out of Stewart and Blair Killeen out of Hardington, Newcastle. The guys have been the head mans here this week. There's a handoff now as Norder brings it on the sweep back to this near side and a reverse play. It moves the ball down to about the 25-yard line. Garrett Sider up again, carrying the football there for Fullerton. He picks up another first down as he brings it down to the 25-yard line. Sider up, he rushed for 2,326 yards for Fullerton last year. For the Warriors, 214 carries. He scored 49 touchdowns.
And he was really quiet in the first half. He had at the first half, he had -2 rushing yards, and he has since come out, and now he has 86 rushing yards, near the 100-yard mark here for the East.
Here's Norder. He's going to hand the ball away to a new man that's into the ball game now. That's Carson Hunefeld from a Nebraska Christian as he moves the ball inside the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down situation. Clock is running. A minute and 28 seconds to play here in the East. 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. They've got the football down here at about the 18-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and two situation, and now we've got an official's timeout. Got some equipment problems here for Garrett Sonder up from Fullerton. He's going to tie up his shoes there and gets back to the huddle. Play is back in. They'll wind the clock with a minute and 12 seconds to play. It is second down and two. Football is down here at the 18-yard line. It's a 36-15 ball game. The East has got the lead over the Western All-Stars here today. Norder stays in there at quarterback. I formation. Norder hands the ball away to the fullback as he busts through there. Across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Carrying the ball there. Garrett Sonder up again, carrying the football. He picks up the first down and more. As the clock is running now with 53 seconds to play.
And Mike, we've just got our MVPs handed to us here for the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic. On the East, offensively, Chris Konacek with his day with three touchdowns, three receptions, all for touchdowns, 150 yards for Konacek.
Here's a Norder carrying the ball. He bounces off of one man and takes it inside the 10 down to about the 9-yard line. So Konacek gets the MVP for the Eastern All-Stars.
Yep. Well, the Eastern offense, the Eastern defensive MVP will be Simon Sandberg. He was just disruptive all day long. For the Western All-Stars on offense, it's going to go to Alex Coons, who was 6 of 8, and he had two touchdown passes, in this football game. And it was Colton Foster,
yep,
for the Western defense who picks up the MVP.
All right, that's going to be the last play of this football game as we have reached the end of the 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. Our final score, the East 36, the West 15. Back with the totals right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
All right, 36-15, our final score. The Sertoma E-Man All-Star Football Classic here today. As the Eastern All-Stars pick up the win over the West. Get to the scoring before we get out of here. Again, Ben Henricks fumbled the very first snap from the line of scrimmage today. It was picked up by the Western All-Stars. And a couple of plays later, Alex Kuntz throws an 18-yard touchdown pass to Justin Lee. Two-point conversion was good. That made the score 8-0. Just a couple of minutes into the ball game with 10:01 to play. The West had the lead. The West tacks on another one late in the second quarter. 55 seconds to go. Alex Kuntz, a 35-yard touchdown pass to Ethan Skinner. Point after touchdown was good. That made the score 15-0. That was an 11-play, 67-yard drive for the West, and then that's all she wrote. They didn't score again. The East got on the scoreboard right at the end of the second quarter. Grant Norder throwing a touchdown pass to
Christopher Konacek covers 53 yards. A two-point conversion was no good. It was a 15-6 ball game at halftime here today. The East then scoring again midway through the third quarter. They got a six-yard touchdown from Garrett Sonderup. It was set up by a 50-yard pass completion to Ben Henricks out of Giltner that took the ball down to the six-yard line. Two-point conversion was no good. With 8:22 to play in the third, it was 15-12 in favor of the West. Again, the West had problems moving the football in the second half of play. The East taking advantage. Ben Henricks then threw a touchdown pass to Christopher Konacek at the 4:04 mark of the third quarter. That was a 57-yard touchdown toss. Two-point conversion was no good. Then the West scoring again, this time on a 24-yard touchdown from Sawyer Keene. That made the score 24-15. West scoring again in the fourth quarter at the 10:44 mark on a 40-yard touchdown pass from Jabe Wirtz to Christopher Konacek. Two-point conversion was no good. That was an 80-yard drive there. 30-15 as the West continued to struggle offensively, and the East taking charge in the second half, and they tacked on one more at the 6:07 mark in the fourth quarter. Garrett Sonderup going in from 22 yards out. The two-point conversion, no good. 36-15, the final score is the East really dominated the football game from about the first quarter on and really came out of here with an easy win this afternoon. Had a chance to score here at the end of the ball game, but time expires. They were inside the 10-yard line.
Mike, if ever there was a Exhibit A, if you will, for a tale of two halves, this one was it. It looked like the West was in complete control going into the locker room despite a late score from the East on a long touchdown pass to Chris Konacek and what would be one of three touchdown receptions that he would have on the day. Three receptions for three touchdowns. Incredible effort there. We're giving him the Eastern Offensive MVP. But the minute that we came out of the second half, it just looked like the East had total momentum and the West was never able to get any offensive drive sustained. And again, that defensive front there for the Eastern All-Stars played a tremendous, tremendous effort in Gage Horak and then Chase Wimhoff and Bruce Schulenberg and Simon Sandberg. They were the reasons that the Eastern All-Stars were victorious this afternoon.
So again, the MVPs here in this football game, it was Chris Konacek, MVP, Simon Sandberg, also Colt Foster, and also Alex Kuntz. Those are the most valuable players that were awarded the MVP honors. Alex Kuntz was 6 out of 8 today throwing the football for 79 yards officially and 2 touchdowns. Konacek, he had 3 touchdowns today, and we talked about Simon Sandberg, about how destructive he was. He's the foreign exchange kid, so he's going to have a story to tell when he gets back to Sweden here in the next few weeks. He comes to America to play football, and he had a great game here today as he's named the most valuable player on defense for the Eastern All-Stars.
It's one of the beautiful things about high school athletics, and as these young men end their high school careers and prepare for their futures again, what a great way to end things as they go through here with the handshake lines and the parents come out and have a great afternoon here at Lloyd Wilson Field here in Hastings. Another great Sertoma All-Star Classic, and this one again doesn't go the way the numbers have been going the past 10 years. I think maybe I'm a little disappointed for that because I was so excited about that super stat. But, again, a great afternoon. And just from the broadcast perspective and from the radio perspective, from sports fans' perspective, to hear football on the airways in June, it's always a good thing, and it just is anxious to get going again.
All right, 36-15. So the East now with a 21-17 lead in the all-time series. They've won back-to-back ball games after the West put a string together of 6 straight wins, 36-15. The final score here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, the East with a win over the Western All-Stars. For our producer and engineer, Stacy Johns, for Tyson Evronik, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Platte River Radio. To download a podcast, check out the podcast link at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
These are the most popular songs in the USA.
Number 17.
Here's a British band who first hit the chart almost 20 years ago, back in 1964. They've had 11 top 40 hits, 4 of them in the top 10. There was You Really Got Me, All Day and All the Night, Tired of Waiting for You, and Lola. Their current hit climbs 2 notches to number 17 this week. The Kinks and Come Dancing.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land.
where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate.